America. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. We're now only 27 days out from the midterms. And yes, Hurricane Michael is slamming in to the Florida panhandle as we speak at 140 miles an hour. They're calling it the hellstorm. So notice the media hyped up the hurricane a month ago that they thought would be totally devastating, and it was bad, but not as devastating as they thought. And then now, out of nowhere, comes Hurricane Michael, and it looks like it is going to be a hellstorm. So let's pray for everybody. Obviously, they're in the panhandle, everybody in Louisiana, Mississippi especially, and other areas of the Deep South. But here's the deal. We've been dealing with natural storms on this planet since God created us, and they come and they go. And it's just part of life on this planet. But the cycle we're going through politically is the real issue. We've hit rock bottom. And we have our own corrupt elites allied with the communist Chinese and others in an attempt to try to totally take control of civilization and society. And with just 27 days out, we have reports flooding in that are on Infowars.com with a whole string of critical reports that are absolutely critical that people check out. And the biggest one is Trump on Dems. Their whole campaign is to resist. Ours is to create. These are not good people, folks. Now, that's an important headline from Information Liberation, excellent website, informationliberation.com. But the article's really about the left launching vicious, violent attacks all over the United States. We're going to look at some of these when we come back from break. You have got in blue-controlled areas like San Francisco, like Portland, Oregon, like Seattle, Washington, like Austin, Texas, like Los Angeles, California, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, the left literally shooting police officers in the back of the head, burning Trump supporters' vehicles, vandalizing everyday Republican candidate headquarters, shooting members of Congress, doxing their families, sending them beheading videos, breaking Rand Paul's ribs, puncturing his lung. So much violence, I can't even keep track of it. And then we've got Hillary Clinton, and we're going to play a clip of this when we come back, saying that, oh, there's no place for civil discourse, because you've got all the Republicans and us and others saying, let's have civil discourse, let's not have violence. And you've got Hillary Clinton and others saying, oh, no, until we win the midterms, we're not going to be civil. Well, we know they're going to get worse if they do win the midterms. This is an authoritarian push. And then you've got people like the editor of Raw Story. When Congressman Scalise, who was shot in the hospital months, almost died, shattered a whole bunch of his bones, organs. It's a tough cookie. You know, survived combat in Iraq, but almost got killed here. And then the scumbag coming to shoot him was trying to kill all 17 Republicans that were conservative. That was his plan. But thank God the leftists couldn't shoot very well. And so you see the Raw Story editor celebrating and saying, boo-hoo, you know, you deserve this. This is a responsive defense against you. You can go read his tweets. I'm paraphrasing him. And then other people defended that, and Twitter leaves that up. Just like the professors that say, you know, kill Gorsuch, cut his testicles off, kill Kavanaugh. This is the type of insanity we're dealing with. And it's only intensifying. And they're going to get more violent if they win the midterms. They're going to get more violent if they lose the midterms. They are now truly a domestic terror organization, just as Homeland Security listed them as that a year and a half ago. But we have to get on the ball and deal with this, because when you look at the white trash scum that makes up Antifa, literal, you know, little black clothes, skinny jeans, welfare head scum, basically, you have to understand, they're only the smokescreen for the real violent forces that are waiting behind the scenes. They're just the detonator and the cover for the globalist operations. And we know that from the George Soros documents we got in January of this year that we'll cover when we come back, where they were planning martial law in Maryland using Antifa with the police to trigger the black community. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for. That's Hillary Clinton, the sore loser, on CNN last night. Think about that. What is she saying? Well, she's projecting. They always do the inverse. Just like the creator of Minecraft has come out and said, look, liberals are now inherently the party of evil, twisted, lying scum that hate you, that hate humanity, that hate the normal biological order of the universe. Just as Trump has come out and said, because when you come to that realization that the radicalization process of the so-called left in the community colleges and in the mainline colleges has taken a bunch of people, told them they're oppressed, then trained them to go out and be the new brown shirt or Maoist foot soldiers to dominate and control society. So with 27 days out from the election, we can survive things like Hurricane Michael that is going to be devastating and a serious problem. But part of life on this planet. We'll have coverage of that coming up at the bottom of the hour with the latest. But it's the political crisis and the cultural crisis and the spiritual crisis of the inherent nastiness and cultural and spiritual vandals that truly wish, because they don't have inherent power and they don't have God in their heart and soul, to pull down the universe and to seek and destroy everything that is decent. Those of us that don't want to be inherently evil and who aren't inherently out looking to destroy other people can't understand why globalists and their minions will go out of their way to do bad things when good things that they could do would actually build them and others up. But it's been part of a decadence process. The problem with a big, free, open society is it creates so much wealth that within a few generations, it always creates very nasty, very decadent, very spoiled elites, but also giant throngs of people that don't want to work and who ally themselves with the establishment as their muscle. It happened in ancient China. It happened in ancient Rome. It happened in ancient areas of the Middle Ages, throughout Western Europe. It's happened in Latin America. Look at Venezuela. It happens over and over again. It's called mob rule. And that's what we're going into right now. So, again, front and center today, and if you're a TV viewer, you can see this incredible footage. If you're a radio listener, obviously you can hear the shocking audio, most of it bleeped. But we have footage from all over the country of people having their cars burned, people being physically attacked, Republican campaign headquarters having rape sprayed all over them. And the thread running through all this is they either call you a rapist or they call you KKK. So if Antifa randomly sets up a checkpoint in Washington, D.C. or in places like Portland, Oregon, if you don't let them direct you wherever they want while they yell and scream and cuss at you, they beat your car with metal batons, and they say, F you, white scumbag. Or they say, F you, rapist. If you're white, they're authorized to be mean to you because that's the brainwashing. And whether it's in Baltimore, Maryland, or whether it's in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, They all get training manuals funded by George Soros and Alexander Soros. And we got secret documents in January of this year that I've made a big deal of because they are the Rosetta Stone to understanding this. And it's 20 plus pages of an action manual for one of the managers. And the individual's brother, when he got in trouble, got the stuff out of his house, where they're paid handsomely in blue cities to work with the police in controlled areas to block roads, to break windows, to set things on fire, to even sometimes burn vehicles, which they pre-deploy as part of a drill that they burn. But here's the key. Yes, it's theater. Yes, it's fake with the Antifa, but they're there on the news during day one of whatever provocation there is, if the police shoot somebody, it's a questionable shooting or whatever the case may be, or the police beat somebody questionably or not questionably, then that draws out the Antifa who go into operation. They already have their manual. And then day two, or sometimes even that night, the general public sees it on the news. The news shows it is favorable, shows Antifa is favorable. The police stand down. And then the general public starts showing up. And in the Baltimore, Maryland documents, they say we're targeting the black community. We're trying to get the urban community to get angry and cause a chain reaction. So these are false flags, but they're trying to then trigger the general public to come out. And it talks about where you go, what streets you're allowed to attack, what trash cans you're allowed to burn. That's why it's like, why do they burn a trash can? Why do they attack this particular store? Why do they throw bottles at the police, but they're not really throwing them that hard? Because in the blue cities, the police have been ordered to stand down. And the captains and others are working with the Antifa and even having pre-planning meetings before. The model of this was 1999 in Seattle. And I made the film The Takeover that's still on YouTube on other folks' channels. Our channel has been removed. It's Police State 2, The Takeover. And we even got the training manuals. Delta Force, under the command of Bill Clinton. I'm not saying the military's bad, but they were under his command. Delta Force actually managed the Antifa, put them in a government building, house them, protect them, and then allow them to attack the police for a day so they could then turn the police and the federal police on the 50,000 peaceful demonstrators that were liberals and were against transferring power to the World Trade Organization because they saw it as globalist and corrupt. That was back when the left was against globalism and realized it was neoliberal colonial fascism, actually good leftists. And so that's how the whole thing started. Soros was even funding it then. So you use them as the group to get a riot going, and then you can bring your control in to clamp down on everybody after Antifa's carried it out. Or under Obama's plans, they were planning to stir it up even worse, according to these documents, to try to create martial law in Baltimore and then other cities around the country to have blacks rise up and actually have a civil emergency and then announce strong city initiative for the UN to come in under the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. This is in the mainstream news, and have the UN take over the police, and then they would order through Soros operatives and media for the blacks and others to stop rioting, who had been detonated by the white professor-level Antifa. And these are mainly professors and people who are out doing agitprop-type propaganda. I mean, there's manuals. The manuals have fallen into our hands. And I want to encourage other Antifa and people that realize this is wrong and evil and you've been programmed to send us more manuals and more documents. But this is the main reason Soros and others have been coming after us. When I pointed out that they staged the situation in Charlottesville, not that the woman didn't really get killed, not that the individuals who were working in the whole Hillary scheme actually killed the lady. I'm saying by them kicking that off, by them having Antifa there, by the cops corralling the white nationalists into them, it was meant to cause that explosion. And when we come back, I'm going to get to the biggest story yet that ties into all of this, and we're going to show the footage and break it down. Because if you read the Maryland documents, and then if you look at what happened in Charlottesville, and you look at what happened in Portland and other cities the last 3 days, they've now ordered Antifa, that is centrally commanded by these Rise Up groups and others that do the full-page ads in the New York Times and other publications calling for an overthrow of Trump and Pence and driving the regime from power. They're now more and more blocking traffic in morning rush hour and agitating the vehicles and bumping the vehicles and saying, oh, are you going to hit me? And then even when someone doesn't even bump them because they're bumping them, They then chase the vehicles down and try to panic them. And you almost saw another Charlottesville in Portland because they're terrorizing and beating the car with batons. And the old man races away. And then he kind of realizes, wait, I don't want to be a hit and run if they just ran into me. So he stops and he's all dazed. He's like, why are you doing this? They're like, F you. You know, it's, well, I mean, you'll see the footage when you come back. I showed it yesterday, but it's so critical. It's so critical because they're trying to get another Charlottesville right now. And they've got orders going out to these thugs, these street thugs that are paid like $1,000 a day to do this. I'm Alex Jones. This is Critical Info. They're getting their false flag ready. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Infowars.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined me, this is the most critical issue with 27 days out. We know that the Soros Group and others fund Antifa through the same national organizations and through university leadership, where they have university professors openly saying, kill Pence, you know, kill Gorsuch, kill Kavanaugh, kill everybody, kill Trump, kill talk show host. Then they send the orders out to do different things, and they give them action plans. And the new action plan, which we know clearly was getting beta tested from the research we've seen from Antifa, is to go out and block roads and create crises and then hope that you panic someone by chasing them and yelling at them and screaming at them and then hoping that in the hysteria somebody gets run over or somebody gets hurt. This almost happened in Portland 2 days ago. We just played that footage. I'm going to roll it again just as B-roll. And this is so horrifying because the same thing that happened tragically in Charlottesville almost just happened again. And local media, working with local police, who you saw stand down in Portland, they were waiting down the street overseeing it in case anybody did resist Antifa, they could then be cracked down on. They were waiting with the experiment, like the CIA has practiced and many others. Jim Morrison studied this in college, is how to cause a riot. And so you've got the cars coming through rush hour. You're screaming names at them. You're calling them scumbags. You're calling them KKK. You're hitting their cars with batons. You're bumping their vehicles. They've just been given the orders, go agitate, block roads, so that someone else gets run over. Now, the local thugs don't even know this. They're given the action plans, which have fallen into our hands. And these are Death Star plans for Antifa, so that there can be another Charlottesville, and then it won't matter who runs over somebody. They'll just call them a white supremacist on the news. And you saw local news do this. They said, oh, my God, loving liberal demonstrators. The article's on Infowars.com. Almost got run over and murdered by a right-wing extremist in Portland who rammed them with his vehicle. And, of course, they don't show the F you, screw you, hitting his car with batons, chasing him down. They just show the people going, oh, my God, it was so scary. We were lovingly out here in our black uniforms harassing everyone and blocking roads like thugs, you know, from Nazi Germany. And then this horrible, mean people try to hurt us. And then that's how this works. And then if you question somebody getting killed, well, you're going to be called an extremist and fake news. Just like I didn't say that nobody died at Parkland in Florida this year. They don't care. They just say I did that. And I need to be sued for it. You see, so this is the mind control operation they're bringing in. This is the whole system we're dealing with right now. And you can see them now trying to activate a Charlottesville-type crisis. Now, again, if you're a radio listener, you go to Infowars.com. We have live streams of this. I want to zoom in on some of the videos of the people in the background and the Antifa leadership sending their thugs out on the street. And if you look at these individuals, I bet money, if you get their mask off, they are local professors and local social workers and operatives of foundations. And they've got in their hip pockets their little battle plans, you know, stamped from Alexander Soros's group, because he's really taken over from his dad. But if you look at the satisfaction, it's like something that you saw in old newsreels of Nazi Germany or old newsreels of Soviet Russia, where you see the commissars, the political police, and they're standing there with just looks of satisfaction, smoking cigarettes and watching people having traffic blocked and families called names with their kids going to school and, you know, trying to panic somebody into driving, you know, through the crowd. I mean, this is a sick op. You've got all the leftists standing around behind, the few that don't have masks on, but it's just gleeful little villainish looks that, ooh, we've got the power. We're the political party. We're taking this country over. And I face these people all over the country, from Austin, Texas, to Seattle, Washington, to Washington, D.C., to Denver. I've been facing Antifa for 20 years. And Antifa are professors. They are communists. They are Maoist brigades
I try to go out and have a pro-life demonstration. I show up and try to block our signs and take our free speech. That's what they're all about, is taking your rights, suppressing you, keeping you off the streets. While big tech censors you off the web, they censor you off the streets. In blue cities, they're cowards, with the police and the media protecting them. Soros and globalist money, media lying and covering for them. When they attack women and children, they're heroes. And they say the opposite happened. And big media, big tech censoring, and then Antifa on the street trying to get the proletariat, trying to get the general populace to rise up. And they got all the Hollywood movies that are agitating it, and white people are racist, and there needs to be a race war. It's all coming together. It's in the WikiLeaks that came out that Hillary was trying to push a race war. It's come out. They've had the left, Antifa on tape, and top Twitter people that Twitter uses to attack Trump, saying, hey, we're here to sow the division. We're here to divide America. Everything Trump has said, everything Trump has written down, that's what these people are doing. So again, why am I so excited? Why am I so focused? Why am I so upset? Because this is their battle plan. This is their program. And they don't want us to be getting the word out. That's why they're censoring InfoWars and trying to block us ahead of the midterms, because they're planning to provocateur and stage these crises to bring in total control. So again, take this live stream, and later when we archive this video to InfoWars.com, we have discovered how they're trying to stage a new false flag, at least one of their operations. And we understand it, and we know how to beat it. And law enforcement is getting informed, and you're getting informed, and I'm getting informed, and Congress is getting informed. And it's a very, very exciting time, and also a very, very dangerous time to be alive. That said, we'll cover this very serious hurricane that's just made landfall, Hurricane Michael, hitting the panhandle when we come back. I want to say this again. We're running the biggest special ever with free shipping and 50% off, because as you know, they're trying to shut down our websites now and our shopping cart and our ability to even take payment processing, taking PayPal away, trying to take the others away. A lot of you have really responded to this sale. Thank you, because we need to bring in the provisions and funding to go forward under this unwavering globalist attack. But because of you, we're still standing strong and, quite frankly, getting ready to expand in their face, with some big announcements that Owen Schroyer should tell you about when we come back. We're going to do election coverage at least 2 hours a night, starting tonight, right through Election Day and right after Election Day. Then we're going to announce new shows that are going to be launched in that same time slot right after we complete that coverage in about 29 days or so. We'll have election coverage a few days after. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of tumult. But we have got great products, great supplements, great air filtration, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, emergency gear, high-quality storable food, whatever's the best out there. We get it, we source it, and we give you the best prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, we have all the top supplements. Even though they're selling out, we've got to clear the warehouse out in case they shut us down. We've got to have money to operate the next 6 months or so. So get to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping, 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other huge deals, a bunch of other huge specials at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I am in your hands. InfoWars is in your hands. Your prayers, your financial support, you spreading the word is what allows us to do what we do. You are the InfoWar, and I thank you for your support. I thank you, because we're turning the country and the world around because of you.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and Globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer is about to take over live. I should be back in studio tomorrow. Then I want to thank you all for your prayers and support. I am Alex Jones, your host. If you're a new viewer or listener on local radio stations or TV stations, please, listeners, don't just support InfoWars. Support those local stations. They are just as important as we are. Become a sponsor. Thank their sponsors. Send the local station $100 and a thank you note. We're in a war. It takes money to win a war. They've been trying to shut down talk radio. They've been trying to shut down local TV. But it's becoming more important than ever, with all the censorship hitting the web, that we understand that talk radio and local television is critical, and that word of mouth trumps big tech censorship, Antifa censorship, the colleges censoring, and their attempt to bring us into authoritarianism. And they've overplayed their hand. There is a huge awakening taking place across the planet. Not just here. Nationalist and populist candidates and just common sense candidates, Trump type candidates, are being elected everywhere, from Brazil to Europe. That's why the enemy is coming down like a ton of bricks. And that's why, again, we're running the biggest special in our history. It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday, all rolled into one. These are all the specials we were going to dole out over the next 2 months at once now. And I had it where a lot of stuff wouldn't be on special because we weren't going to have more come into the new year. That's how you do it. You sell your inventory. By the end of the year, you got to pay tax on it. And so I was going to dole it out and have sometimes at regular price, sometimes at sale, so we could bring in more money and fund ourselves. But I can't do that because they are, as you've seen, cutting us back to where we may not be able to operate other than you writing checks into us, you know, for product. And so payment processing's up right now. You get your order in, it gets right to you. You do your Christmas shopping now, ladies and gentlemen. Get the products you need now. Get X2. It's the last run of it, but we're selling out of it. Hopefully we'll get a better supply of it and be able to redo it. But at this time, that deal's not been made. So I got a trick up my sleeve. The point is, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get your Brain Force, get your Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, get the highest quality fish oils for children and adults, krill oil, wild harvested of the fjord salmon oil, with special processes that remove the mercury, highest quality, great prices, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You shop with us, you fund our operation, we will be steadfast, we will build the new model to relaunch America and the world. We're doing it. You see what Trump says, we want to build the world, we want a pro-human future, the globalists want an anti-human future. Everything we've said is now the operating system of the relaunch. We rebooted. I just got chills. InfoWars took the best of Americana, the best of the Renaissance, the best of what the globalists don't like, with history and a belief in our destiny and a love of Christ, and fused it together with the American reboot. That's like selling snow cones in hell, folks. The globalists are selling tyranny and hatred and division and backbroken systems and twisted garbage and racism. We are promoting what humans are really meant to do, go to the stars. But it takes funding in this war. I'm willing to go all the way, never back down, never give in. But I need your prayers, I need you to share the articles and videos, and I need you to absolutely get the products that you need already at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale ever, take advantage of it right now. And again, you stand with us, and God stands with us, and we all stand together, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com. Buy your war bonds today, and we absolutely commit to you to turn it up another notch in the face of the NWO.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you've just heard from Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back live to the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, while Alex, as of now, may be done for the day, he is working on an exclusive breaking news report right now that we expect to release definitely by the end of the week, maybe by the end of the day. And it's shocking in its content, but at the same time, it's like there is no other option for this individual. And so we will be working on that and maybe even revealing that today. So be monitoring InfoWars.com. Of course, they're not going to allow that to spread on social media. They'll shut you down and censor you if you try to share it. So that's what we're dealing with. But there's still plenty of news, and I'm going to open up the phone lines because no guests on the schedule today. Roger Stone will join me in the fourth hour, but no guests. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to try to take as many calls as possible today while getting through this news and hitting all the video clips in the next 2.5 hours. So in fact, guys, let's go ahead and just start taking calls right now. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX, and the lines will be filled in 30 seconds. 27 days, guys. Is that the updated number? 27 days till the midterms. I would say for the topic, you know, if they wanted to call in and still weigh in on the Trump-Rosenstein situation, because we didn't really clear out all the calls on that, we'll take calls. What do you think about the Trump-Rosenstein, which was a big deal, then wasn't a big deal? And then did Trump flip Rosenstein? Was Rosenstein basically a 00 agent the whole time? Okay, so what's going on with that? And then I guess I think that the big question or concern on everyone's mind right now is, where does the left go from here? And quite frankly, I think Rand Paul understands what's going on. And in a recent interview, we'll have the clip later on in the broadcast. Rand Paul is worried someone is going to be killed in the current political climate. Well, yeah. His name was Steve Scalise, and luckily he didn't get killed. His name was Rand Paul, and luckily he didn't get killed. He was the man running against Eric Swalwell in California, where the guy tried to stab him with a switchblade that was inoperative. So, yeah, the left has already tried to kill multiple people in this country. It's by God's grace they haven't yet. And they're just going to keep pushing the envelope, though, until it happens. So where do you think the left goes from here? What does President Trump have to do about it? Or what do we have to do about it to try to stop it? And then if you want to weigh in on the issue of yesterday that we didn't get to all the calls, what do you think of the Trump Rosenstein situation and the meeting? Isn't Kanye West having lunch with the president right now? Is that going on right now? What do you think? Maybe we should just take off. What do you think Kanye West is eating right now with President Donald Trump? Is it a McDonald's hamburger? Is it a well-done steak with ketchup? Did President Trump hit the red alert Diet Coke button? You know, this is going to be interesting, actually, and I'll tell you what, because I've got a shocking clip from CNN last night. Truly shocking, folks. Truly shocking. In fact, how long is that clip? Let's go to this clip now. As Kanye West is having lunch with the President of the United States, listen to what was said on CNN last night about Kanye West. This is honestly next level, folks. I mean, again, where does the left go from here? They keep lowering the bar. Listen to CNN last night, a panel on Kanye West.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
That's funny to them.
Just looking at Scott's
face. Listen.
Yeah, he can't believe how racist you are.
Trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be
token
taking Kanye
Negro
West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized. Hospitalized.
Did you hear the racism on CNN last night, ladies and gentlemen? They called Kanye West a token Negro. This is what happened when the Negroes go off the plantation of the Democrat Party. They say, come back here, token Negro. Look at that Negro. He can't read. Those aren't my words. That was on CNN last night. But they'll print a story about me covering what CNN said and say I'm a racist.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was, and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2. If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You want to see what goes on at CNN when nobody's watching? Which is pretty much all the time. You want to know what goes on at CNN when nobody's watching? Total unhinged commentary. That's now gone beyond just the Trump hatred and the Trump derangement syndrome. Now, anybody, if you show support for Trump or don't come out as absolutely totally against Trump, you're now anything under the sun that they can accuse you of or say you are, whatever the insult is, it's all fair game for CNN. Listen to CNN last night, of course, Kanye West having lunch with President Trump today. Oh, no. Oh, look at President Trump helping the black community. Look at President Trump meeting with Kim Kardashian to free a woman from prison for a small drug sentence. Look at Kanye West. That madman wants to meet with Trump, the racist, who's doing more for the black community than any Democrats have done for 50 years. Unbelievable. Kanye. Get back on your plantation. Kanye, put your shackles back on. So let's go to CNN, Bakari Sellers, Tara Settmeyer, and Scott Jennings. I don't think Jennings weighed in on this one. I think we're just hearing Bakari Sellers and Tara Settmeyer in this segment with Don Lemon. All black people, mind you. So it's okay for them to be racist against the black man, I suppose. And the white man. But if I said anything close to what these people said, in fact, you know what? Oh, I'm not even going to go down that road. But you know, everyone knows, if I would have said anything like what Bakari Sellers and Tara Settmeyer are about to say in this segment, I would never be allowed to go on anywhere again if I was on CNN, that is. It'd just be total destruction of my career. Listen to the CNN panel who saw Kanye West go on the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman and escape slavery. And CNN said, Kanye, get your ass back here, boy. except they said it a little bit differently. Here's CNN last night.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
Oh, my God.
We have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it.
That's Bakari Sellers.
And he's going to have
let's start that again. Listen to what Bakari Sellers says about Kanye West. Oh, little Bakari Sellers is upset that Kanye West got free and he's still a slave. Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? Kanye West broke the shackles of slavery and sprinted off the plantation and said, come join me, Bakari Sellers. And Bakari Sellers said, screw you. How dare you? You come back to slavery, Kanye. Listen to what Bakari Sellers says.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
And now they laugh. This is a joke.
Looking at Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real funny, Don Lemon.
Are about to, you know, trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him.
Tara Settmeyer.
And he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
And no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. Mm. He's already been hospitalized. Hospitalized.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
That's Bakari Sellers
on CNN,
ladies and gentlemen.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read.
You know, I would imagine that this is some form of projection on Don Lemon, Tara Settmeyer, and Bakari Sellers' behalf. They actually don't read. They are actually low IQ. And again, they're the black people that are still on the slaves, still on the slave plantation, watching Kanye West run to freedom, telling them, you don't have to be slaves anymore. Come on. And they rebuke him. And then what do you think this is going to do to Kanye West's attitude? You fools. I mean, the left is so destructive right now. I can't imagine where it goes from here. We all know where it goes from here, folks. It's not good. But we'll know who to look at and who to blame when it all comes down. And it'll be the gentleman sitting behind me at CNN that have been inciting violence in this country ever since Trump announced he's running for president. They have been building this up ever since Trump announced. And if they really think they're going to win in November with rhetoric like this, doesn't that just tell you how insane they really are? Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence. You're on the air, the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, it's a pleasure. How you doing?
Thank you for calling. I'm doing fine.
Excellent. I don't even know where to start, but I'm just going to just shoot straight from the hip. I'm a black guy from Cleveland. All right. And I've been following politics, what's been going on. And just to speak generalistically, because, you know, I don't read. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, right. If you're not a Democrat voter or a CNN audience and you're black, they just assume you don't read, right?
That's right.
Even though it's the exact opposite.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this Bakari, he should be ashamed of himself, because it is Kanye West's constitutional right, or it probably isn't, but it's Kanye West's constitutional right to choose what he wants to select as his spokesperson or his thought process or the politics or policies that he wants to choose. And to say that this is what happens when Negroes don't read is a slap in the face to his rights and to himself, and a slap in the face to all others in the Midwest. And by the way, there's a growing sentiment And it, you know this from your, you know, your research and your studies, but there's a growing system sentiment in the black community that they've been, and I don't want to cuss, but they've been really done wrong by the Democratic Party, and we know it. And the best thing that I ever heard Donald Trump ever say was, bye bye, see you again in 4 years. That was a wake up call to black, the black community. And we took that and we ran with it because we knew it. And I'm here in the Midwest, and I've seen it. I've seen black people not vote for Hillary Clinton, not only because of the Bill Clinton policies, but because of the overall tiredness that everyone has for politics in general. And we have a straight shooter, a person who's just speaking from the heart, Donald Trump. And it's impressive for us. So and go back to your point. Kanye West is just going to eat this up. This is exactly what Kanye West wants. So, you know, Kanye West is smart enough to be able to handle himself, and he knows what the Democrats have been doing to, especially black people in the Midwest, but black people in general. And he's tired of it. And it's just an example, finally, for Kanye West, or for black people, that Kanye West is saying it's okay to have a freedom of selection. It's okay to break free from the plantation.
His message is a message of choice and love more than anything. But Lawrence, I'm just trying to get this through my head. How does a black audience member of CNN watch that segment and not be totally disgusted?
Most of them are brainwashed, Owen. I mean, just.
But I mean, still, I mean, that's like a slap in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, they're mainly brainwashed. They go to these colleges. The colleges don't want them to think freely. So, you know, and also there's incentive given to, think the way that everybody is thinking at these college campuses, at these certain events, and they want handouts.
Bakari Sellers, said that you're illiterate and a token black man. Bakari Sellers said that about you last night on CNN. Bakari Sellers said that about every black Trump supporter in America. Bakari Sellers said you're illiterate and a token black person from Tara Setmeyer. I mean, Lawrence, I'm just stunned. I don't see how they maintain any audience with rhetoric like that.
That's so true, man. But, I mean, there's people out there that's eating that up, man. They love it.
That's sad. That's just sad to me. It's just sad. Again, it's slaves watching the slaves leave the plantation. They could leave too, but being mad that they're free while they're still slaves.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, CNN had a panel in which they wanted to let black Trump supporters know exactly what they thought about them. Here's Bakari Sellers and Tara Setmeyer on Don Lemonhead's show last night on CNN, just letting all black Trump supporters know what they think about you.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
They think that's funny.
Just looking at Scott's
face. Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? Hmm. They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
Yeah, you know, the truth is that nobody takes you seriously. The truth is that you don't read books. The truth is that you're still a slave to the Democrat Party that fought for slavery. Kanye West left the plantation, freed his mind, freed himself from the shackles. And you're sitting there watching him, jealous, because you haven't figured it out yet. That's all it is. But make no mistake about it, folks. CNN just let every black person out there that supports Trump know how they feel about them. They want you back on their plantation. You're not allowed to think for yourself. And just imagine. Now, see, if I say something negative about Kanye West, all the Kanye West fans immediately come to his defense and attack me because they love Kanye. Doesn't matter what the political spectrum of the context is. There is none. If I say something negative about Kanye West, Kanye West fans immediately are there to stand up for him and attack me. But if CNN says that about Kanye West, he's a token Negro. He's a Negro that doesn't read. Where are the Kanye West fans? Oh, they don't attack the left because they've all gone mentally insane. They're all on the plantation together. They're all in the cult. So they're allowed to insult Kanye West. But if I said something negative about Kanye West, I would be attacked 24/7. In fact, I just put out a tweet of the Make America Great Again red hat that he wears. And I tweeted, put your Superman cape on in reference to what he said. And I got attacked by all the Kanye fans. Oh, it's so great. Remember when Kanye West wrote the song Jesus Walks? What was the verse? They said you can write about anything except for Jesus. They said that if you're black, you can stand for anything except for Trump. They said if you're in the music industry, you can sing about anything and rap about anything except for Jesus. What did Kanye do? He wrote a top 40 song called Jesus Walks. He supported President Trump. Let's squeeze in a quick call from Alex in Michigan. Alex, fire away.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? It's good to talk to you again.
Go ahead.
I have a couple ideas that could save InfoWars if you'll let me have them at the end here or now. It's up to you.
You got 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. What Alex should do is he doesn't need to sell the hardcore fans on, like, Survival Shield X2 and all the ingredients in the products. Like we know those are good ingredients, you know what I mean? So what Alex should do is start selling in bulk, like the bulk herbs people want. Like myself, I make a lot of teas with herbs. I buy in bulk from other places that I wish I could buy from InfoWars, but you know what I mean?
That's no, you know, look, it's a great idea, and we get a lot of great ideas about what to sell, but the problem is, and I'm not, I mean, Alex, you have a great idea, it's just, We've got thousands of great ideas and 100 different things we're trying to do, so it's tough to just take on a project.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
So we just had the last caller call in with a suggestion on something to sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we appreciate all ideas. We have a very large selection right now at InfoWarsStore.com of T-shirts and hats and supplements and healthcare items, household items, emergency supply items. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DVDs, books. Everything's at InfoWarsStore.com. Really a wide selection to choose from. It's almost impossible to go to InfoWarsStore.com and not find something that you would be interested in or curious about. And the monster special we have going on right now, the entire InfoWars Life product line is 50% off. That's right. The entire InfoWars Life product line is 50% off. That includes top rated supplements like Secret 12, Vitamin B12, Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, which we have a last run of, Survival Shield X2, another supplement on its last run, Ultimate Bone Broth, The Real Red Pill, Knockout Sleep Aid, Bodies. Just read the 5-star reviews for yourself, but 50% off, 50% off. This is unheard of. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. But you know what? 50% off, that's really only halfway there. Pun not intended. That's really only halfway there, the 50% off. Let's just go ahead and go free shipping too. Let's do that. Okay, let's do 50% off the entire InfoWars store, the entire InfoWars Live product line at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line, but we're also going to go with free shipping. Let's do that. Let's do free shipping in there as well. So that's how we're going to do that. So if you've ever been curious or wanted to try one of the amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time. Take advantage. 50% off all InfoWars Life products. And that includes Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which I would suggest going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 10 tubes of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Get 10 bottles of the Emmerich's Essentials Natural Shampoo. Everybody uses shampoo. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not shop at InfoWarsStore.com while the discounts are huge? So you can go get 10 tubes of fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste. Thousands of 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll be set on toothpaste for, you know, over a year, and you'll get a great price on it, and you'll shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you win. And check out the t-shirts, check out the hats, check out the DVDs, all kinds of cool stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. I got a coffee mug right here. How about that? A tumbler coffee mug. So there you go. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, but 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we heard from Alex earlier. Alex is working on a report right now, and you know when Alex gets a tip on something or some exclusive intel on something that he's going to make sure to report it properly and get it out there, though, just so you can know what's going on. but I'm not going to get too much into it because I'm going to let Alex do it. And we've already put some clues out there, but Alex is working on a report. It'll either air by the end of today or tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. And, well, it's about the 2020 presidential election. I'll just leave it at that. And it's some big breaking news. Also, Alex is going to be live tonight as we kick off our extended band coverage of the 2018 midterm election. Alex Jones goes live tonight at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. We will be doing this weeknights leading up to the November 6th red wave, which is going to be massively historic, and the breakdown, the mental and physical breakdown of the left is going to continue. But we will have all the live coverage weeknights starting tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Central with Alex Jones, our extended live coverage. And I'll just go ahead and say this, folks. What we're doing right now is basically we're dipping our toes in the water to see if we're ready to expand. So Alex, with this extended coverage, is dipping his toe in the water to see if we can actually, we have the capacity to expand right now. Now that means we need more crew, which means we need more funding. That means, we got to hire more people, which means we need more funding, which means we're going to see what kind of funding we can get from this massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to see how the reception is to this extended live coverage, 8 to 10 p.m. weeknights. Are you going to share it? Are you going to talk about it? Are you going to share the links? Are you going to tell your friends and family? Are we going to get a lot of traffic? Are you going to fund us? Are you going to go to InfoWarsStore.com and supply us with the funds to hire new crew so that we can expand our live coverage? And if the answer to those questions are yes, you know where we go from here. But that's where we're at. You already know about the censorship. You already know about the attacks trying to stop us from getting financing. You already know about all the lawsuits. It's all designed to take us down. But thank God and thank you for making sure that InfoWars is still on the air every day and we've been able to expand, but it's been tough. So now we're looking at things and we're saying, okay, do we have the capacity to expand? Will our audience fund us? Will our audience tune in if we actually start another live broadcast? So all those questions are going to be asked leading up, and answered leading up to the midterms, and you have all the answers. All right. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call here. Darian calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Darian.
Hi, Al, Owen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I really don't want to focus on the problems. Okay. I hear a lot about, the insanity and all of this stuff. What I'm not hearing a lot of is the solutions. You know, when Trump got up in his speech, I think a lot of people missed the dream part. He talked a lot about dreams. You know, the reason we're in the state we're in is because we've lost our dreams. We don't create. We don't innovate. We don't design. We've been oppressed. We've been kicked. We've been beaten. And the reason our enemy is so successful is because they're united in a horrible nightmare. Yeah, it's a dream. I call it a nightmare. And they work together, and they have their hands in everything that matters. I started a business up here in Eau Claire at the East Street Center. I'm next to medical doctors. I've got my hands in the medical industry. I'm a software engineer. I'm also a scientist. Okay? And I have been calling businesses. And they're in 2004, when I did hardware, it was a wonderful market. But all our manufacturing has gone to China. All our cell phones are in China. AMD and Intel, they went to China. And now businesses are desperate. So what I did, and this is just kind of a blueprint, is I started calling businesses and I started going, how can I help you? And the way I'm conquering this is I'm putting together a big B2B, and all the businesses are going to be networked. And when I have a few hundred businesses, then I'm going to approach them and I'm going to say, hey, let's make our own semiconductors. Let's make our own technology. Then we don't have to order from China. One person can't do it alone.
No, you're 100% right. You have to network. And there needs to be, though, I think that there needs to be some sort of trend or campaign that's made in America. You know, that needs to be something that people look when they're shopping and consuming. Was it made in America? Is that made in America? Is this good made in America? I feel like just even that little consciousness to pay attention to that could be a drastic sea change as well.
Yeah, your iodine not being able to do that anymore, it's horrible. I wanted to distribute it from you guys. I wanted to approach you guys and start literally putting it up in my storefront here because I've been doing cancer research. By next year, I have approached several medical doctors. I may have an effective treatment for cancer that doesn't involve radiating someone. Okay? This is what people need to be doing. We need to be making our own way. You can focus on the problems till you're blue in the face, but we don't have solutions for what's coming next.
Well, I'll tell you what, one solution to taking control of our own destiny again and being able to create and build and just be independent is lower taxes, having more money. That gives you more control of your destiny. Then you can go and fund projects. You can spend more time to try to create something. That's why Trump is cutting the taxes. That's why Trump is bringing the manufacturing back, the repatriation, everything, so people can have more money and be more independent and build things. That's what the globalists want to stop.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Man, I'll tell you, before I moved down here to Austin, Texas, and started doing politics every day, I called a lot of fun, entertaining sporting events, buzzer beaters, championships. But covering what's going on in America right now, I mean, there is... sports does not hold a candle, ladies and gentlemen. It is so epic what's going on. And just seeing the moves, seeing what's on the horizon, it's all epic. Quickly, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention what's going on in Florida. Perhaps we'll cover it a little bit later on in the show once we get to a lot more calls and some of this news. But Hurricane Michael has made landfall, I believe, in Florida. It looks like it has just made landfall in Panama City and is moving northeast right now. And, you know, it's just like everything else on news. They cover hurricanes and it's fake news. And I'm not saying the hurricane is fake news. Obviously the hurricane is a serious issue here. The flooding has already been devastating in Florida. But you notice how there was no build up to this really? It just kind of like came out of nowhere. So it's not even as big of a story. So like the last hurricane, I already forgot the name of it. Huge buildup, weeks of buildup, days of buildup, and then it kind of came and, you know, it happened, but okay. We had like a week and a half of buildup and it was okay, but not the worst thing. And then Hurricane Michael, no buildup, nobody really talks about it. And then it's actually like a really bad one and it's going to flood almost the entire northern panhandle. And it's like, well, okay, maybe gets a little news coverage. So it's just like everything else in television news. It's all scripted. It's all fake. It's all for ratings. And, it's just whatever. But interestingly enough, some people are starting to understand how fake the news is on a much larger scale. Study: economic boom largely ignored as TV's Trump coverage hits 92% negative. So it was at 91, we need to go up to 92. So you never hear about the record economic numbers, the record jobs growth, everything else, the record low unemployment. And then Gallup has the poll. Only 20% of people have a great deal / quite a lot of confidence in TV news, even less in Congress. See, folks, and that's why everything they say, the blue wave is inevitable, blah, 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 blah. People aren't buying it. People are not buying it anymore. And so they know all the negative coverage is fake. So you notice, though, I mean, the numbers pretty much correlate. Meanwhile, Gay Frogs is actually a real story. And now apparently there's like a whole swamp of them in San Francisco. But they make fun of Alex Jones for reporting on that fact. Meanwhile, they ignore all of the real news that's going on in this country. But you know what? One thing I've learned here covering the most recent Trump rallies is that Trump rallies don't make television news. Nobody covers it. Fox News, Fox Business, MSNBC, CNN, Bloomberg, CNBC. I monitor it all. I do it live. None of them cover them. Zero coverage of the Trump rally. So, you know what? We'll go ahead and play some clips from the Trump rally. First, let's go to a quick clip of President Trump talking about the Democrat campaign to resist.
The very first minute Brett Kavanaugh was nominated, radical Democrats were on a mission to resist, obstruct, delay, demolish, and destroy. They wanted to destroy that man. Of course, they wanted to destroy me, too, but that's okay. Me, we understand. Him, how can you do that? They want to destroy everything. That's all they're good at. Resisting. The whole campaign is resist. Ours is to create.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to get him reelected. And it's, again, the blue wave, folks, it's so fake news. It's just so fake news. What evidence do they have of a blue wave? Barack Obama spoke in California. What was it, last week, I think? 7,500 seat venue, didn't even get 1,000 butts in the seats. That's Obama. That's the cult leader. Couldn't even get 1,000 people to turn out in California. Trump does four rallies a week and gets an aggregate of 100,000 people. Oh, yeah. Blue wave. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard lock her up at just about every Trump rally. Of course, this is normally aimed at Hillary Clinton, but it took an interesting turn at last night's rally in Iowa when the crowd chanted, lock her up.
Senator Feinstein, that's another beauty. That's a beauty. Did you leak the documents? No, I didn't. Did we leak? No, we didn't. Did you ever see? No. She goes, no. He just said, no, we didn't leak. And I think they're talking about Feinstein. Can you believe it? Now, was that the worst body language, honestly? In other words, did she leak it 100%? No. No, I don't want to get sued. 99%. See, now I can't get sued. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what the Democrats have become.
Hammering. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's jump out to Don calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, tumultuous Don here. I don't know if anybody notices this. A couple of days ago on Gab, a Kanye West account appeared, and at the same time he deleted his account on Twitter.
You know, is it? I knew he deleted his Twitter account. I haven't seen if he's gone on Gab or anything. Is it official? Like, do you know that's his account?
I don't. I'm not sure, but I know it appeared at the same time that he went off of Twitter.
Well, Andrew Torba was on this week, guys, wasn't
promoting he? He's promoting. It's like four tweets or four posts on there where he's promoting his a new album or something that got canceled.
Well, I am not sure about this, but I'll tell you what. I can reach out to Andrew Torba in the break and see if he's aware of this. But that's really what Gab would need more than anything is just a rush of traffic because a major user of Twitter just switched over to Gab, like, you know, a President Trump or even a Kanye West. So that would be good for Gab.
I'd never seen the account before. It looks like it's new and it's got these posts that only date back a couple days.
You know, and here's what I'll say as a larger issue. Social media is so unhealthy, man. I mean, it is so unhealthy for your mental health. And that's why you have all the tech elites and Steve Jobs. They don't let their kids on social media. They don't let their kids on their iPads. They know how bad it is for the human brain. But the Twitter stuff is even worse, man, because, you know, you read this crap on there. You see the just the dementia and everything of it. I mean, and you don't even know what's real and what's fake. You could be sitting on Twitter for an hour reading a bunch of fake bots, getting angry, and it's not even real. I kind of just hope the social media trend just kind of goes away.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2. If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know what a red wave does? It gives President Donald Trump the mandate to move against the criminals in the Democrat Party that he's now labeled as criminals. And last night inched another step further, saying, folks, you don't even want to know the crimes these people have committed. I know it. I've seen it. It's unfathomable. You can't even know. What will he say tonight in his rally? I want to go to some of these clips just to kind of show you again where we're at in the political climate right now. And it begins with Hillary Clinton. Now, you know, this is like a competition. What is a more stunning audio clip? Is it the CNN panel saying Kanye West is an illiterate Negro? Or is it Hillary Clinton calling for civil war in the United States, guys? Listen to Hillary Clinton last night on CNN.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
No, it's American prosperity. It's American independence. It's choosing our own destiny. It's freedom. But here is the weird twist about what Hillary said. She says you cannot be civil with someone that is out to destroy what you believe in. She's basically calling for conservatives to start attacking liberals. That's really what she's saying. It's the left that's trying to destroy America. It's the Democrats that are trying to destroy America. It's the Democrats trying to destroy everything we believe in. God, freedom, independence, borders, safety, truth, justice, humanity. That's everything we believe in that they're trying to destroy. I would love to ask Hillary Clinton supporters, you know, Hillary said you can't be civil with someone out to destroy everything you believe in. What is it that you believe in that we're trying to destroy? What are they going to say? There's no answer to that. Who's trying to destroy America? The Democrats. The left. They don't even deny it anymore. They'll tell you out on the streets at their protests, screw America. It was never great. Cuomo, New York, America was never great. That's all they say now. Angela Rye, CNN, America was not great. It's only been racist. Really? Move to Africa. Oh, but you won't make millions of dollars as a fake news person, will you? No. That's only here in racist America, isn't it, Angela? So there's Hillary Clinton stunningly saying you cannot be civil with someone that wants to destroy everything you believe in. She's trying to incite a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And why is Hillary all of a sudden going back out in public? Why is she about to announce a huge tour with Bill Clinton? Alex Jones has a breaking report coming up on all that. But let's move on now. Because of the rhetoric of people like Hillary Clinton calling for violence in this country, Rand Paul is worried that someone's going to be killed. Of course, the left has already tried to do this to Rand Paul, to Steve Scalise. But here's Rand Paul commenting on the current climate in America politically because of the left.
I feel that there's going to be an assassination. I really worry that someone is going to be killed, and that those who are ratcheting up the conversation, those who are ratcheting up saying get in their face, they have to realize that they bear some responsibility if this elevates to violence.
Well, I can remember when you were attacked by your neighbor, even the local media sort of mocked that in their, you know, the coverage. It was, they know how to toe the line without actually going there, but you could tell by the tone of the headlines. And it, had it been a Democrat that had been attacked, it would have been entirely different. The tone would have been entirely different. And the tone was almost like, oh, poor little Rand got his ribs broke. You know what I mean? It was, and people were chasing down, you know, the developer of your neighborhood and other neighbors to try to figure out, well, you had this coming, right? I mean, the media was trying to figure out what way in which you had this coming.
This is sort of the double standard. You know, if it's an accusation with no substantiation, it's utterly to be believed. In my case, it wasn't an accusation. I actually was assaulted. He's now a convicted felon. There is an instability and a violent nature in this man. There still is a risk of him committing further violence. And yet the media discounted that completely because they don't like my politics. So this just shows you that it's about politics. It really isn't about concern or people wanting to lessen violence. You know, there's all kinds of violence out there, and if the media doesn't want to condemn it when it happens to a Republican, you can see what a double standard we have.
And here's the thing. The Democrats are calling for it. They're telling people, yeah, you're justified. Go out and kill Republicans. Go out and assault Trump supporters. You're justified. That's the right thing to do. Ask Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton. They're all doing it. And notice how they're all women. They like to use the women to push their violence, don't they? That's what they do. They give themselves privilege, and then they think that because they've anointed themselves holier than thou, that they can just get away with anything. Like, again, I go to this clip on CNN last night. Just like Hillary Clinton is trying to incite a civil war, what do you think people like Bakari Sellers and Tara Setmeyer are trying to do when they say things like this on CNN?
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
At CNN, folks.
Just looking at Scott's
face. Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
Listen to these people. Thinking that they are allowed to think for all black people. Listen to these people on CNN claiming, if you're black, you have to think the way I tell you to. How do you think that's going to make black people that support Trump feel? Again, here they are inciting violence, riling up their base, saying you're justified in hating these people. You're justified in committing acts of violence against these people. And I hope Rand Paul, well, I know he's right, but I hope someone follows up because... I mean, folks, we're lucky no one's died yet from leftist violence. Honestly, Heather Heyer, probably a victim of leftist violence. I mean, honestly, that's really what happened. But we'll get, that can be debated. It'll be a clear as day situation, and it's going to happen. And will Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton be held accountable? Will they be hauled in front of a judge to say, your rhetoric caused this? I doubt it. But again, let's go to the classic double standard of the Clintons. Again, last night on CNN, listen to the devil witch Hillary comment on the differences between misconduct alleged against Clinton and alleged against Kavanaugh.
You say that you're going to talk about the difficulties that your husband went through, that you went through. Obviously, you're going to be prepared to have questions about that moment in 1998, the impeachment, the allegations of sexual harassment against
about
your own husband.
Settlements.
Are you prepared to answer those questions? Is he prepared to answer them? And how do you see
that? Oh, he's
going
to have to.
Similar or different from what President Trump is being accused of and Kavanaugh and others today?
Well, there's a very significant difference, and that is... the intense, long-lasting, partisan investigation that was conducted in the 90s. If, the Republicans, starting with President Trump on down, want a comparison, they should welcome such an investigation themselves.
What is she talking about? There has been investigations. The New York Times calls up any woman that's been within 2 feet of Donald Trump and asks if he raped them. Oh, but you know what? Here's the truth that Hillary would never tell you. You know the difference between Kavanaugh and Clinton? That means Kavanaugh guilty and Clinton innocent? Bill Clinton is a Democrat. Guilty until proven Democrat.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and Globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, InfoWars really is the black sheep of the media. We really are the Dark Knight. And it hit me in the break, because I'm sitting here thinking about the censorship that we all are enduring, but more than anyone, Alex Jones, who's been banned from existing on any social media platform, and this broadcast banned as well. Think about it this way, though. If it wasn't for InfoWars and Alex Jones, Donald Trump would probably not be the president of the United States. And if you go back in time, ladies and gentlemen, from June, when was it that Trump announced? Was it 2014 or 2015? I think it was 14. June 2014 to July 2016. During the Republican race, there were very few and far between news outlets that supported President Trump. Fox News? Nope. Nope. Most of your favorite talk show hosts out there? Nope. Alex Jones stood alone with, I will give credit to Michael Savage. He's the only other one that was on the Trump train from the get-go. Ann Coulter. Very few and far between, ladies and gentlemen. Very few and far between. Now, why am I saying this leading into this segment talking about us being the Dark Knight? Well, because guess what? All of those news outlets, all of those hosts now love Trump. They praise Trump every day. He's doing an amazing job. He's so great. They talk about him. They have him on. So they have no problem enjoying the fruits of our labor. But then what happens? We get censored, and who stands up for us? Who makes a big deal out of that? Fox News? No, a lot of them were for it. Your favorite talk show host? No, not really talking about it. But boy, are they glad Trump's in. Boy, are they thrilled that Trump is in. But you give no credit to the people that got him in, which was this audience. So just think about that. That is the level of black sheep, dark knight InfoWars really is. We told you Trump would win. We got behind Trump. We told you he was the real deal before anyone else would. While they were throwing all the arrows at him, we hit the barbed wire. We took it. We were right. And then what happens? Everyone else climbs over our rotting corpse on the barbed wire and celebrates the victory and leaves us there to die. And you know what? I love it. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Owen. I'd like to talk to you about how the left is trying to get rid of all our news sources. We got to really consider that people like Tucker Carlson need to be supported. And Fox News, like you were saying, is sort of a Trojan horse. They're pulling up Ben Shapiro real recently. It's a serious issue.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro will be hosting on Fox News before long. And look, here's the other thing. I really don't want to get too much into it because I like a lot of these people. But they know who they can put on air, and then they won't cross lines. They know.
Sure, but I would just be wary, that's all. I'd like to talk about polarization for a minute, if you'd like.
Go ahead.
You got to be real wary about the delusion of the left, because Scott Adams, who's the cartoonist that draws Dilbert, had a great quote just after Trump won, which was, they've now unloaded all their big guns. They've called Trump all the worst dictator names you could call him. They've compared him to Hitler. They've launched their greatest salvo. And if they've launched their greatest salvo and failed, then that's all they can do. And now they have to commit as strongly as they can to getting rid of Trump, because this is the baseline, the foundation of their whole philosophy, that Trump is indeed Hitler.
Yes, so but I think there's still, I think that there's a bit of delusion there, Mark, because they still don't understand that the media isn't working. They've been so confident in the media industry working for them, not just, I mean, literally putting out their talking points and narratives. I mean, like working as far as getting whatever their agenda is accomplished. So they're still under this delusion that if they still hit Trump, he's a racist, everything on CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and the Washington Post every day, that they're going to win. I really think they're still under that delusion, Mark.
Oh, they certainly are. But what's worrying is that if they really believe that he's Hitler, there's a couple million people out there, Owen, that really do believe that.
Sure.
And those extremists are the ones we got to be worried about.
No, absolutely. And those are the people that go out and try to kill Republicans. They already have. Those are the ones that Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters and the criminal Democrat Party are trying to incite to violence. Because here's the thing. It's just like any classical, I mean, you can go back and look up at history. Whenever there's a leader of a country who's in big trouble, who knows if justice befell them, you know, they're going to have their head on a pike. What do? They start a war. It's the perfect distraction. You don't want to get arrested and hung from the highest tree? Go start a war. Go get a bunch of people fighting in the streets. That's what they're doing. All these Democrats know their criminal behavior. They all know Trump knows it. And so they're trying to start a war to distract from their crimes and hope if the war gets out of control enough, they can slink off into the dark of night. Thank you for the call, Mark. Let's go to Mike in Idaho. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen?
Just play-by-play of life in America.
Yes, sir. Play-by-play all day, man. These sons of men with the plan that liberals can't seem to understand, you know. I had to leave Portland because of it. I was living down there, and it got so bad that I moved over to Idaho here.
Where
it's a little bit freer, you can walk a little bit taller.
You know, it's just sad what the Democrats have done. You know, it's really not just the West Coast. They do it to every inner city. You know, they do it to every inner city. And then somehow they still have these people believing that they care about them and that they're going to fix things. Here are the Democrats running things for 50 years telling you, we're going to fix things.
Yeah, they didn't fix nothing. They made it the most unpleasant place to live when it actually used to be decent. It used to be fairly okay, but it got so bad where I was actually working at Whole Foods. And to make a long story short, I couldn't even operate amongst them because it was so bad with the gender police that I just gave up even trying to be level-headed with them because it was just basically a group of authoritarians.
I honestly, man, it's sad. It really is sad because I think about my hometown of St. Louis. And I think about what the Democrats have done to that. I mean, they just destroyed that inner city. Just destroyed it. And it could be such a beautiful place. It's such beautiful architecture, the riverfront, everything. Just like in every inner city that they destroy. Just like San Francisco could be, I mean, it's so beautiful. But the Democrats just destroy it. They just destroy everything. Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to a caller from California, Lori. She deals with this. Go ahead, Lori.
Yes, hi. I am a sixth-generation Northern Californian. We do not have the resources to get up and leave like a majority of people I know who are conservatives have, and we wouldn't do that. My husband and I are both deplorables. We totally support Trump, and I've been a listener for 15 years. We really think that we need a red tsunami, not a red wave here in California.
Well, Lori, I was actually shocked by this. The last I checked, I believe it's the governor race in the state of California. Guys, look this up. I believe the governor race is only a 6-point margin right now for a Democrat. Only 6 points.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to vote for Cox. And then Feinstein is running against Leon. So we have to vote for Feinstein because she's the lesser of two evils. And as horrible as this sounds, you know, if she dies off, then we get somebody better. It's such a mess here.
But what do people say, Lori? What do people say in California that vote Democrat when you've had Pelosi, Waters, and Feinstein running the state this entire for like three decades, running it right into the ground? I mean, how do they reason that? What do they say to justify voting for these women?
You know, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know, because if you try to discuss it rationally, and, you know, I like to talk to people, find out why they feel, how they feel, and what their thinking process is in a peaceful and adult conversation, they go off on rants. And too many times I've tried talking like that, and I've had to leave because, you know, I was afraid of violence.
And it's really sad because it's just what you're doing is you're opening up the cult mindset. And once you tap that nerve, once you hit that nerve that you know, lets them know, hey, you're in a cult and you know it. Once you hit that nerve, that's when they panic. You know, that's when they go into the panics and they start shrieking and yelling and cursing and calling you names because you just hit the nerve of reality. You just hit the nerve and they'd rather not face the facts that they're a member of a cult, a groupthink cult, and they're totally ignorant. They can't face the facts.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract,
Impact and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the favorite attacks against InfoWars that the hearsay mafia engages in, the parrots of the New World Order engage in, is gay frogs, gay frogs, gay frogs. They ignore the scientific studies. They ignore the videos and the reports of the studies they've done. But yes, chemicals are turning the frogs gay.
People always use that quote to make fun of Alex Jones, but really, it's actually happening, okay? In fact, it's not only turning frogs gay, it's completely changing their sex organs and turning male frogs into female frogs that can successfully reproduce. Atrazine is one of the most widely used pesticides used on corn crops, rice, and wheat crops. It's used by the massive companies that grow the food that goes into your cereal, your popcorn, your bread, and so many other different foods that you eat. When exposed to small amounts of atrazine, some of the amphibian males grow up and literally become female. So these are two males that not only are mating, but have the ability to lay eggs, even though they're genetically chromosomal males. Atrazine wreaks havoc with the sex lives of adult male frogs, emasculating 3/4 of them and turning 1 in 10 into females, according to a study by Berkeley. Atrazine is banned in the EU, but is still used copiously in the US. It's used on everything from cornfields to Christmas tree farms, and it is one of the most pervasive chemicals in agriculture. Atrazine creates immunopotentia and raises concerns that it may potentiate clinical diseases such as fibromyalgia, Graves' disease, neuropathy, psoriasis, lupus, or a number of different autoimmune diseases. Prenatal exposure to pesticides disrupts testicular structure and alters testosterone levels in male animals. Exposure to only one dose of atrazine disrupted neonatal male gonadal heterofunctional features, which means it changed the ability of the testicle to function. Alterations described can have detrimental effect on the sexual maturation of any male animals. The chemical is effectively eliminating male chromosomes at an alarming rate, at levels which are 3 times lower than what are currently appearing in our drinking water. Atrazine affects men adversely by literally shrinking their gonads or causing them to effectively become women, but it also affects women, causing low estrogen levels and irregular menstruation. The effects of atrazine on male development are consistent across all vertebrate classes examined. That means not only in the animals they tested, but even humans, dogs, horses, virtually all animals.
People are quick to shout conspiracy theorists when anyone talks about anything that sounds crazy, but you know, reality is actually stranger than fiction, and it does seem insane. I mean, chemicals in the water turning the frogs gay? People always use that quote to make fun of Alex Jones when this has actually been scientifically proven. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about soy boys and how soy is emasculating men. I don't think it's soy you have to worry about, okay? Xenoestrogens are everywhere. Research BPA. BPA is a compound that's found in polycarbonate plastic, which is what many bottles and even baby bottles are made out of. And BPA is such a potent xenoestrogen that it was actually once considered for use as a synthetic estrogen in hormone replacement therapy. And there have been many studies that show that BPA leaches off of baby bottles into the milk and therefore into the babies. So we are essentially dosing infants with a synthetic estrogen. So I recommend investing in a water filter and start using glass, stainless steel, or ceramic bottles. And remember, there is no liberty when there is forced medicine. These pesticides land up in our food and water, but our water is fluoridated deliberately when there is absolutely no reason to do so. But that's a topic for a whole other video. Thanks for listening. If you're concerned with how these chemicals are affecting humans and the environment, make sure to spread the word.
And of course, we've got air filters, water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. But isn't it funny? As soon as we raise an awareness about an anthropogenic environment impact, they just discount it. So it only counts if they bring it up, not if we do.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'd like to start a campaign to return James Brown's wig to its rightful owner. You know, Maxine Waters, she stole enough in this country. For her to steal James Brown's wig and get away with it, I want justice for James Brown's wig. Maxine Waters is a criminal that stole James Brown's wig. And you just cannot let the father of funk have his wig stolen by a kleptocrat like Maxine Waters. Because he's got soul. Maxine Waters has no soul. She eats souls. Anyway. You heard the report, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, gay frogs is a real thing. It's caused by atrazine. There have been multiple scientific studies done, but it doesn't matter because every time I go out in public and they see my InfoWars mic flag, they say gay frogs. And that somehow gives them an intellectual victory. These are the brainwashed masses. But, you know, it's just like what I was saying. Isn't it funny if the left comes out with any anthropogenic claim, whether it's, you know, climate change or pollution, whatever it is, coal. If humans are causing any impact to the environment, the left causes hell and says, this is going to kill all of us and it must be stopped. I can't believe you. You don't care about life. You won't pay $1 billion to stop climate change. Oh my gosh. It's man-made climate change. It's man-made global warming. Why won't you stop it? So that's their issue, which they have no science to base it off of. And then we actually bring an issue of real anthropogenic environment impact, the atrazine that we use to spray on plants and crops, agriculture, goes into the food and water, and then changes our very biology, changes the biology of animals on Earth. So we raise that issue, which is a scientific, factually proven man-made environmental impact. And then what does the left do? They just discount it. No, it just doesn't exist. Alex Jones reported it. It's fake. No. Look, here's the science. Here's the videos. Here's the research. It's all there. Here are the frogs humping each other, laying eggs. Oh, but InfoWars said it, so it's not true. No. Man-made global warming is true, though. We have no science. We have no facts. We don't even take into account the sun or volcanoes or the ice core samples. We don't know anything except man-made global warming has to be real because we say so. But then we report on gay frogs, which is real. We have the science. We have the research. We have everything. And they say, no, I mean, I just can't even believe this world I live in. How is this real? Anyway, folks, we know about the chemicals in the food and water, so that's why we sell water filters. Wow, imagine that. Water filters that we use here at the office. Water filters that we use at our homes. So, you know, if you want to drink clean water, if you want to have clean air in your home, InfoWarsStore.com has the solutions. The Alexa Breeze air filter, the Alexa Pure water filter, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But right now, all InfoWars Life supplements are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars Life supplements are half off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes top-rated supplements like Bodies, the top-rated Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, the Real Red Pill, Vitamin B12, Secret 12, Alpha Power. I mean, it's just all of them. Every single one. Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus. Every supplement from the InfoWars Life product line is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But, you know, Alex said, you know, half off. That's going halfway. Let's go full. Let's go full. Let's go free shipping. Let's do free shipping too. So that's what we did. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line right now at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Now is the time to try the products, folks, or get a bulk order. You know, if you already use one regularly, go ahead, just get a bulk order right now while it's half off. Save a bunch of money. InfoWarsStore.com. And then depending on how well you fund us, ladies and gentlemen, that determines where we go from here. That's just the truth. And Alex is going to be back live tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Central. We're launching extended live broadcasts from 8 to 10 p.m. Central starting tonight. This is part of our midterm election coverage. We plan on being live 8 to 10 weeknights up through November 6th. That, of course, is election night. And we're going to see, do you share the broadcast? Do you tune in? Do you tell friends and family? Is our traffic up? Is it worth it? Are you funding us at InfoWarsStore.com? Do we have the fuel? Do we have the capacity? Are we ready to go next level? Is the audience ready to take us next level? So that's where we're at right now. But remember, InfoWars.com/show. 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 I'm actually stunned how many people I meet out on the streets that tell me like, oh man, how are you guys, what are you guys doing now that you're banned? I'm like, well, what do you mean? They really think that we're shut down. They really think we don't exist anymore. They really think we stopped broadcasting. They don't know about InfoWars.com/show. It blows my mind how many people don't know. Honestly, it's stunning to me. Huge InfoWars fans. Wear our t-shirts. Tell me how great the supplements are. And they're like, where, what are you guys doing now? I'm like, well, InfoWars.com/show. We always have our live streams. Oh, wow, really? It's stunning to me. So it's like, I need to come on air and just say InfoWars.com/show at the beginning and end of every segment just to make sure everyone knows. Cause they want to find our intel. They still have the hunger for the truth, just like they always did that made Alex Jones so powerful. But it's amazing. So it's like, we don't even market ourselves. We're so obsessed with the information. So, InfoWars.com/show. 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 We're live 10 hours a day. We're live 10 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every weekday. And if we get the funding and we get the support through the election with our extended coverage, 8 to 10 p.m. weeknights, we're going to launch new shows. So that's where we're at. 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line at InfoWarsStore.com plus free shipping. Okay. Guys, let's roll clip 11. So you've got these fake paid for protesters that Trump hit again last night in his rally in Iowa. He'll be live in Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. He's talking about the paid protesters and now more Republicans are saying it. Oh, and again, who reported that first? By the way, it's just like what I said. Who told you Trump was the real deal first? InfoWars. Who told you the protesters were paid for by Soros before anyone else would? InfoWars. Now, who's being censored more than anyone else by the tech left? InfoWars. Is anyone defending InfoWars? You really love to report on the Soros paid protesters now. You really love to tell everyone how great Donald Trump is now. Why don't you give us a little love? No, that's fine. We'll be the Dark Knight. Here's the clip, though. Listen to this undercover audio of these paid for Marxist protesters, which I believe is they're violating election law here, campaign law. But listen to what they say on this bus.
The likelihood is that we will be out all day and then be coming back later on. One thing that I wanted to say that is important, if you post on social media, please do not mention that you are from New York City. The reason is, much though they love us, the FASO campaign on September 15th posted that the Delgado campaign was sending, busing in busloads of New York City Democratic Socialists.
Which is true. Which is what they're doing.
Bringing outsiders in to try to sway the campaign. And the campaign is understandably concerned about this, despite the fact that they know that the reason we're doing this is precisely because we care about New York and we care about our neighbors up there. But please, if you post on social media, do not mention that you are from New York City.
So there's the leader of the paid protest traveling around. And she's like, look, we got caught. We're not supposed to be doing this. The people we're campaigning for said they don't want us doing this because it could be illegal. So just don't tell anyone. We're still going to do it, but just don't tell anyone.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I love the deception of the Democrats, where Hillary Clinton is calling for civil war, Maxine Waters is calling for violence. I mean, you know, the left-wing media is making claims up to incite violence and justify it. And then you see a slew of headlines in the last 48 hours saying Republicans are fear-mongering before the midterms. Republicans are trying to make their voter base afraid before the midterms. Literally, folks, dozens of headlines. I was just telling this to the crew. I just remember seeing this when I was doing my news research last night. Dozens of these headlines. In fact, guys, can you just pull up the search engine results so that we can see all the different outlets that were running with that headline? And that's how you know it's a propaganda campaign, right out of the Democrat Party. And it usually originates, the headline at least, in the Washington Post or in the New York Times. But yeah, there it is. I mean, how many stories would you say are there, guys? Like at least 10, I would say, at the top. And that's just a basic Google search. There were at least 10 that I saw. There's the Washington Post. An angry mob. Republicans work to recast Democrat protest as out of control anarchy. So I love the deception of the left. So, seriously. Do you realize the insanity of this? The crew is just going through all these headlines. Do you realize the next level insanity of this right now? This deception? So the Democrats are literally calling for violence, calling for civil war, justifying it, doing it, actually engaging in all of this, promoting it. And then out of the other side of their mouth, they say Republicans are fear mongering, saying that leftists are getting violent. What is wrong? So, I mean, it's like, what? So here they are engaging in violence, trying to start a civil war, and then pointing at Republicans saying, why are you saying we're getting violent? Why are you telling your voters we're an angry mob? When it's like, you are an angry mob. I mean, it's beyond the pot calling the kettle black. They have such hubris in their control over the media that they can, in the same day, in the exact same moment even, punch you right in the nose and then say, why are you blaming me for your nosebleed? Seriously. This is like somebody walks right up to you in the street and socks you in the nose and makes your nose bleed. And then you're standing there and your nose is bleeding. You're like, hey man, what are you doing punching people in the nose? And I'm not punching anyone in the nose, bro. Why are you making everyone afraid of me? I'm not violent. I didn't punch you. And you're like, my friend was filming me. This is a street camera. Everyone caught it. Everybody saw it. Look at this guy fear mongering. He's telling people I'm violent. Yeah, you punched me in the nose. Oh my gosh, he's fear mongering. I mean, this is next level deception. This is unbelievable. And they all ran with the headline. So here they are calling for violence, saying you're justified in your violence. Get out of control. And then all the Democrats come out and say, the Republicans are fear mongering. Yeah, You're trying to kill us. It's just so next level. I can't even. In fact, you know what? Let's go out to Brazil, where they literally tried to kill Bolsonaro as they're in the middle of operation, or they call it Lava Jato car wash. The last president is in jail, Lula. So here's Brazil getting its independence and sovereignty, draining their own swamp. They call it Operation Car Wash, Lava Jato. And so what do? They stab Bolsonaro, try to kill him. That's like Bolsonaro coming out and saying, yes, my political opponents are getting violent. And then the Brazilian news says, Bolsonaro is fear-mongering. The guy got stabbed almost to death. Let's go to Gabriel in Brazil. Huge elections coming up. It looks like Bolsonaro is a shoe-in right now, but what do you think, Gabriel? Do we still have Gabriel? I'm not hearing any audio. Well, that's unfortunate.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay, there you go, sir. Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you guys.
Go ahead.
Hello?
All right, I think we have a connection issue here because I guess Gabriel can't hear me. I can hear him now, but he can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
All right, well, that's too bad. Let's go to, if you guys want to see if you can get him back connected. In the meantime, let's go to Elizabeth in North Carolina. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
And I just wanted to tell you that I'm so annoyed because I think when Hillary came out the other day and said there would be no civility until the Democrats get back in power, she's trying to make people afraid. Because, you know, all of the chaos is going on. She wants them to be scared, so they'll just go ahead.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because it is next level. They're the ones fear-mongering. Jesus. It's unbelievable. They're fear-mongering. They're getting violent. And then you say, hey, the left is getting violent. We need to make sure we vote and keep them out of office. And then they say, oh my God, you're fear mongering. And can you imagine, Elizabeth, if President Trump said what Hillary Clinton said? Imagine if President Trump went on Fox News and said, well, you know, there's just no civility until we have a red wave. Can you imagine what the press would say about that?
Yes, but I want to tell you, Dr. Savage made a video or a clip, a sound clip. I was listening to his radio station. It's been back in the summer. And I think it was from like Homeland or something. And it reminded him it was like a government official, like making these small, subtle threats to a man that sounded like Alex Jones. And I thought you guys might pick up on it, but I know you're so busy, but I wanted to tell you about that. He played this and it really did. It was like he was threatening him to be quiet.
Yeah, I think we even have the clip at Infowars.com. I mean, that character in Homeland is based off Alex Jones.
Yeah, and so anyway, I'm sure I didn't know that you knew about Dr. Savage playing that clip and kind of hinting that it put him in mind of Alex.
Well, I'll tell you, if there's any two kindred spirits in conservative media, it's Mike Savage and Alex Jones. They're censored everywhere. They're not allowed on Fox News, and they just tell it like it is. They're not controlled. Love them or hate them. That's just the fact. Thank you so much for the call, Elizabeth. All right, let's give, let's go to who's been on. Ethan in Kansas. Go ahead, Ethan.
Great to talk to you, Owen. Got a quote for you here. As far as the InfoWars Army goes and people being maybe afraid or holding back on getting involved, the quote goes, throughout history, it has been the inaction of those who could have acted, the indifference of those who should have known better, the silence of the voice of justice when it mattered most, that has made it possible for evil to triumph. And, you know, when you get in these people's faces and you put their back against the wall with truth and information, their vile nature really starts to come out. And that's why the CNN clip that you guys have been talking about today really does not surprise me, because these people are racist. These people are hateful. They are violent. You know, I was at the Trump rally in Topeka, Kansas, bullhorning and these people getting in their face. And I was called a rapist. I was called, you know, everything under the sun.
Yeah, you and your brother have been very active, right?
Yes.
You guys got on right. Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. So guys, these guys are awesome. There's so many guys like Ethan out there that are going out every day engaging in activism, even if it's only for an hour, and we're retweeting it at InfoWars Army. We're putting stuff at InfoWarsArmy.com, but I mean, it's all on you.
Yeah,
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, you have the Democrats fear-mongering and then claiming the Republicans are fear-mongering. Well, yeah, we're just letting you know the truth. If the Democrats get elected, they're going to raise your taxes and they're going to open the borders. That's just a fact. It's not fear-mongering. But let's just look at some of these headlines. Nancy Pelosi warns hundreds of thousands of people will die if GOP health bill passes. Oh, here's another one.
economist Larry Summers, 10,000 people will die annually from GOP tax bill. Oh, wow. And then there's this one. Here's an entire list of times Democrats claim GOP policies would cause people to die. And this is like it's like seven pages of the list. So I don't have time to go into all of it, but this is normal for the Democrat Party. It's what they always do. In fact, they ran an ad. I think it was back in the 90s. Crew could probably find this on the internet. They ran an ad where it was a Democrat paid for ad where they literally push Granny off a cliff. And they claim that this is what the Republicans are doing to, I think it was either Social Security or Medicaid. I don't remember. And they have a whole ad and it's a Republican pushing a grandma off a cliff. So this isn't new hat for the Democrat Party. This is old hat. They are the party of fear mongering. They are the party of racism. They are the party of violence. And the nerve, the unmitigated nerve, the audacity of these people to go on television and say, Trump is fear-mongering and the Republicans are the party of violence. You two-faced phony liars. The good news is the American people are seeing through it. Yeah, here it is. Here's the ad. Oh, yeah, and here's little Granny. And it's the nice Republican pushing her off the cliff. It's the Democrats fear-mongering for you. Oh, no, but it's the Republicans. The Democrats told me. Right after they told me Trump was going to kill me and put me in a cage. Tell ya. These people are nuts, man. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Kent in Alabama. Fire away, Kent.
Owen, much respect, dude. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I got to say that you have a new T-shirt or meme on your hands with the Maxine Waters, James Brown thought process because on one side you have, I got soul and I'm super bad with James. And on the back, you have Maxine with, I've got your soul and I'm super bad. But anyway.
Or just on the front, it's James Brown and it's I've got soul. And then on the back, it's Maxine Waters, I'm super bad.
Right on, dude. Any of the above, you know, just follow that lead. You're on point there. So
hey, you guys follow that lead. It's just like with the InfoWars Army, man. We got our hands full here. I'm not discounting your idea. It's a great idea. People should go out and make the T-shirt. You come out with a great idea, make the T-shirt. Say, put InfoWars on it. You know, say it's an InfoWars T-shirt. It'll sell. It's like, that's what I'm saying. The InfoWars Army is so amazing because people like Ethan, who called in last segment, have just gone out there and done it. He goes out there every day and engages in political activism. He got the sign on the Monday night football game. There's people in Missouri, people in Portland that are going out every day in Trump hats in the middle of Portland. I mean, you know, that's risky, but that's what it takes. A little bravery. Go ahead, Kent.
Yeah. Grassroots, dude. No doubt. You got it going on. So, you know, the whole point of the Kanye scenario and the left and the Democrats, these people that, you know, use him as a pariah. It's like, okay, well, what happened with Hussein and Michelle when they had Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z and Ludacris out to the White House? It's like, they were loving him for that. I don't understand the disconnect and the doublespeak, if you will.
Because if you're not a Democrat, a progressive, or a liberal, you're a racist, bigot, rapist. I mean, what don't you get?
And you didn't read when you were growing up. It's like, that's the...
Oh, yeah, that's the new one. Yeah, you don't read either now. Okay, yeah. You're uneducated. But I guess that's really just rehashing, you know, they've really been saying that the whole time. It's just a new way of saying that we're uneducated.
Well, yeah, but also look at the fact that they don't say anything about Taylor Swift. They love her. Oh, much love, Taylor. You came out for the left. You love the Democrats.
Oh, and guess who won an award at a music award ceremony 24 hours after Taylor Swift said that? Guess who won?
No idea, dude.
Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Now you see exactly.
Yeah.
And now she'll get whatever, a Netflix special and her songs on the radio. They just say, look, Taylor, we just need you to come out and do something for the Democrats. We'll give you the AMA award and we'll put your next track on the radio. Okay. And Taylor Swift says, okay.
It's crazy because she's the American hero now for the left and she's just, you know.
Well, anyway, she's hardly anything but, I would disagree. She's hardly anything but it just proves she's a sellout just like everything else. And here's the sad thing about it that most people don't realize. Trump got it. Thank you for the call, Kent. Kanye West gets it. I guess Taylor Swift didn't get it. Taylor, you don't need these people. Like, that's what they don't get. Trump gets it. Kanye gets it. Candace Owens gets it. Like, people get it. Some people don't get it. They really think they need these people. Taylor Swift writes her own music. She's going to be worth more than Michael Jackson when it's all said and done. She produces her own songs. She writes her own lyrics. So she's making so much money. She's so smart in the music industry. She doesn't need any of these people. She doesn't need the AMAs. She doesn't need the radio stations, corporate radio playing her tracks. She sells out concerts like $500 a head in a minute. She doesn't need this crap. But they have this weird phobia if they don't have the establishment behind them that they can't make it and they'll be destroyed. No, it only makes you more powerful. Let's take another call. Dean in Virginia. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, thanks, Owen. The great thing about being on hold, you're able to expand on your points that you brought up. One of my first points, questions is, can President Trump issue an executive order that in order to vote, you need a photo ID?
You know, that's interesting. I don't know. I think that technically that's already the case, though. I don't know if you have to present it at the polling station, but technically you do have to have a photo ID to vote. I mean, at some point you have to get the photo ID to eventually vote. You know what I'm saying? But I guess presenting it at the polling station is a different story.
And enforcing it.
They won't even let him ask on the U.S. Census if you're an American citizen. You got the census coming for 2020. He proposed putting the question, are you a U.S. citizen? And you know what? They said, no, you can't do that.
There you go. More cutting back. I got another point for you. Is at the hearings, remember you heard all those paid agitators screaming and yelling?
Yeah, it sounded like demonic screams from hell.
I found out from a local radio guy that those were homeless people bussed from Union Station. A cop said that to him when he asked, where are all the homeless people? Because I see them coming in. I see them all over the place when I come in from out of town. Well, they were bussed over to the hearings, number one. Number two, isn't it true that in order to get into these hearings, you have to have a ticket?
I'm so glad you said this, Dean. I don't know. 110%, yeah. They were all invited in by the Democrats. 110%.
Now, to get a ticket, one of the demon rat aides has to give it to them.
Yep. They'll never admit this. They'll never admit this. It's 100% true. They were all invited in by the Democrat Party. And this was something you have to plan weeks in advance. You can't just invite someone in that day.
Correct.
They've been planning this.
Now, here's the other point. Once they're being brought out because they're disruptive and they handcuff them with the plastic ties. However, they are still shooting off their weapon. They're still shooting off their mouth. Why don't they act? And the first thing they do is duct tape their mouth.
Well, you know, that's probably not good optics. I would say the for real though. I mean, I don't know if you're serious about that, but I think a real solution.
I'm serious about it because they're still acting. They're still screaming and yelling. So what's the point of arresting them?
Well, they're really not even being arrested. They're being executed right out, and they're being let out, and they're being asked.
I like
do you
that
mind?
Word though.
Yeah. Do you mind if we arrest you? Do you mind? And so they just really need to do it. All right, so here's the deal, folks. Coming up, thank you for the call, Dean. Big report from Alex Jones after this break. You're not going to want to miss it. Big report from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. Then we're joined by Roger Stone in the fourth hour. But Alex Jones is coming up with a breaking report. This is the Alex Jones Show, filling in for Alex and Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I have now confirmed that Hillary Clinton is planning to run in 2020, and they're going to hand her the nomination. That's why they're trying to shut down all the independent nationalist media ahead of time to clear the way for her to take Trump's legs out from under him. Stand by for this bombshell intel. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a very important breaking news item. Now, we've heard rumors of this, and we've seen even mainstream media report that Democrats are being told that Hillary is at least looking at running for president in 2020. Well, I've got it from high-level sources, but also sources very, very close to Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I'm going to stop right there, that indeed she is planning to run, and that she's already set up in private her exploratory committee, and that they're already letting other Democrats know that she's going to be the nominee. So that means even if somebody like Bernie Sanders wins the delegates again, they'll just have the superdelegates veto that and hand the power fraudulently to her. So it's a repeat of what happened in the primaries in 2016, the total arrogance. The Republicans tried the same thing on Trump, but it didn't work because we said, no, that's a fraud. They tried to sell the idea, but we revolted against it. But the Democrats are so controlled, they didn't. Now, I'm going to get to the big news here in a moment, but just setting the table for this, Hillary basically controls the Democratic Party. Soros funds about 80% of it. And then she's got a couple billion still left in her foundation. It's legally hard for her to get that out and use it unless she uses some of it on the campaign. So she uses it for mansions and private jets and payoffs and things right now and financing lawsuits against me and, you know, trying to shut down the real American media. Ahead of her running in really about a year. So she would be announcing in about a year, maybe even sooner. Trump was smart to announce, what was it, 6 months ago to get ahead of all this and to go ahead and start campaigning now, because in truth, the campaign cycle never really ends. But here's the big news. I've talked to high-level Republicans, I've talked to high-level Democrats, and I've confirmed that because she has the money, she has the power, the Democratic Party is so authoritarian that it doesn't matter if she can hardly walk. It doesn't matter if she has coughing fits everywhere. It doesn't matter if she looks like she's 20 years older than she is. It doesn't matter if she reportedly drinks a bottle of vodka every day. She's so arrogant, so power-grasping, just like Bill Clinton's looked like a corpse for 10 years. What keeps them alive is the thirst for power, the thirst to dominate America and do the handover of America to the Chi-Coms and the globalists. Now, here's the big news. I know a lot of people that obviously have done security for Hillary Clinton. And I know people currently that have very, very close connections to Hillary. And I happen to know some folks who don't like Hillary very much because of Benghazi. And I'll leave it at that. But I will tell you, just because the enemy already knows of what I speak being true, that the arrogance of Hillary being rude, not only to every security detail she's ever had, that I'll tell you about in a moment, but also being very, very rude and hateful to even senior people under her and senior people currently in the Central Intelligence Agency. So I had the fourth person from the CIA yesterday in person tell me that they have confirmed that Hillary is running and basically giving the same intel that I just gave you. And these folks don't like her because, again, of Benghazi. And it wasn't Tonto. That's not who told me. But let's just say, because the enemy already knows all this stuff, that it was somebody who served with him. And this is the fourth person from the CIA. And when I say CIA, I mean the real CIA, not the leftist professor CIA, where they just hand out little CIA cards to them all so they can feel powerful and let them dox everybody and let them have, you know, database. So if Antifa tries to make you run them over in Portland, you're an old man. They then, you know, dox your car within minutes because they've got the police down the street, you know, uploading information. So this information comes from the State Department. This information comes from the CIA. This information comes from the Secret Service. The same Secret Service that told us a month before Hillary fell down on 9/11 in 2016, look, we can't give you any classified info, but she's got a tent. She's having convulsions every 45 minutes on average. She's got a black ambulance. And if you just have reporters follow her, Alex, you will catch her collapse. 2 weeks later, Billy Weaver caught him with her in a tent for over an hour, running in with emergency stretchers, and then she didn't even do the event. Then 2 weeks after that, she fell on her face like a sack of potatoes. And the Secret Service said they threw her in the van, in the black ambulance, the camouflaged ambulance, like a sack of potatoes. The clandestine ambulance. So she's even in worse health now than she was. She's had multiple brain surgeries. And she just treats everybody like crap. And we can sit around and we can laugh at Hillary and think about how pathetic this is. But remember why she thinks she can still win. She already wanted to shut down the independent media and the nationalist media once she got elected president. She'd given the dark heart speech about me and said they were going to shut down the, quote, fake news. That means the real news. But even though she lost, her stay behind networks are still moving forward with this. And big tech, working with mainstream media, is shutting down their competition, not just ahead of the midterms, but ahead of 2020. And so that's why she thinks that what Trump had to support him in 2016 won't be there when she announces, I'd say within the next year, maybe even 8 months or so. So look for Hillary to announce within the next 8 months to 12 months. And by then, they'll have total censorship in place if Trump doesn't take action to move against this racketeering and this cartel. So that's why she's so incredibly arrogant and still thinks she can win. Because if we lay down, they could put her in there like Matt Drudge joked 6-7 years ago, yeah, as a floating brain in a jar.
I will do everything
with bubbles, oxygenating her. So we're talking about a brain in a jar, and the system ensconcing that as a sick joke against the titan
to advance the rights and opportunities
that we have in there right now. So that's why this is so incredibly important. Now, I was first told this by Secret Service 10 years ago.
Being part of this,
I was then told about it by former Blackwater people, who were also CIA.
Troublemakers. Troublemakers.
And then I was told this by more State Department people. And then I was told this by federal police, U.S. Marshals. And then now I've been told about it from four different people from the CIA. Okay? And I guess enough was thought of this yesterday for me to get the message with the, let's just say, particular documentation. So this was, you know, information that you're meant to have. I'm going to leave it at that. That whenever they have a dog clear a hotel room or anywhere she was at bases overseas, she would say, get that effing piece of crap out of here. You're a bunch of animals in the military. You're a bunch of scum. You're retards. Don't even look me in the eyes. She would do this in briefings in the State Department and CIA, overseas and domestically. She is a monster crazy person. When you see her walking around strutting with that big demon smile, I mean, she is a borderline personality disorder, total narcissistic psychotic, with absolute delusions of grandeur on an unlimited psychotic power trip. I mean, she is Medusa on PCP. And people are fed up with her. Now, she's been left alone because she's so damaging to the Democrats and so pathetic. Like Trump said, he goes to sleep every night and dreams of what pathetic weaklings these people are and how he's going to crush them in 2020. The problem is they're going after the low-hanging fruit, yours truly, Alex Jones, and trying to destroy me. And they've reached out with olive branches through New York Times operatives and others in the last 2 years. If I just leave Soros alone, and trying to confuse the gender of kids alone and the Islamics alone, that I'll be left alone. Well, I know Beck got that same message 4 years ago and he rolled over. I'm not rolling over. So just understand that. But this is really huge news that I'm giving you. And basically it's now gotten to the point where it's from the rooftops I'm being told this. And I'm being asked, why aren't you covering it? Why aren't you telling people? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to cover it. I'm going to talk about it. But again, you can look at mainstream news where she's preparing this. But we have to get out ahead of this and just talk about how ridiculous and pathetic it is, and just how controlled the Democratic Party is, so that when she does run and do it all, it'll blow up their face even worse. Because they're going to steal the nomination again, which is going to make all their peoples not vote again or go vote for Trump. Because we do have to battle the whole Taylor Swift phenomenon. All the propaganda she's involved in, and the fact that, you know, she's kind of an ace in the hole for them. So let's not get too confident here, but things are going really, really well as humanity awakens and as the pro-human future develops. But I'm going to stop right there. I'm asking all of you right now to get this out to everyone you know. Now back to Owen Schroyer in the live broadcast, Infowars.com/show. If you don't get this information out, nobody will. I'm counting on you, folks.
And I'll tell you what, they might do something with Hillary Clinton campaigning on a video screen. She never actually makes a physical appearance. Think about that.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Roger Stone joining us here, but we have a hurricane in Florida that has just made landfall at Panama City Beach. The flooding is already disastrous, and Sean is calling in from Florida. He's just an hour inland. So I wanted to go to Sean here, just get an update of what the weather is like an hour inland. Sean, what's it looking like for Florida right now?
Yes, sir, Owen. I'm actually in Milton, which is a small part of Pensacola. I'm about 2.5 hours from Panama City, where it's made landfall, Michael. Looking out my window, you know, like I said, 2.5 hours away, you really can't see a whole lot. You know, there's not trees blowing around. It's nothing. I mean, you wouldn't know that there's a hurricane 2.5 hours away that's blowing 150 mile an hour, put it that way, where I'm at. So I'm actually safe and got a lot of family that's in this area, and we're all safe. But anybody in the Panama City area, if you didn't evacuate, well, I sure hope you got your stuff together because it's nasty. And I don't feel like it got the attention that it needed here locally and how strong this storm was going to be.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It becomes a news phenomenon more than anything. And because this wasn't a news phenomenon, it seemed like nobody really cared, and it just sprung up on people.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. I'll give a quick shout out. SpaghettiModels.com, Mike's weather page. He's became very familiar or very popular in the last several years, since 2004. He does his own, basically, website, and he takes all the radars from all over the place and puts them on one page, really easy to see. He's been saying the same thing, that, you know, he doesn't know what the deal is with Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, you know, our area, Escambia County, the furthest western part of the panhandle not given the storm the coverage it needs, period.
It so, just didn't have the human interest. It just didn't have the ratings. Other stuff did, Sean. Thank you so much for the call. And Roger Stone joins me. He's also, he's in South Florida, so the hurricane storm is going to miss him. But we bring Roger Stone in now. What do you think of that, Roger? Why the lack of media coverage on this deal?
Well, there's so much going on, Owen, between the Kavanaugh struggle, the extraordinary comments of Hillary Clinton today, essentially starting a civil war in America, the startling revelations by the general counsel of the FBI that Rod Rosenstein was entirely serious when he talked about entrapping the president of the United States on a wire in order to take him down under the 25th Amendment. It's just a lot of breaking news. And I think with all of these national events, many people have not caught on to the fact that one of the most powerful hurricanes in history is about to hit the northern portion of Florida. This, of course, is the district of Congressman Matt Gaetz. I know that Gaetz is very closely monitoring the situation, that he is in constant communications with all of the federal agencies involved to ensure that there are no delays in getting people help they may need, backstopping the president. I know the president and Governor Rick Scott are very focused on this coming emergency. And Floridians are somewhat used to this. We're a hardy lot down here. I can say that we're not expected to feel the results here in South Florida other than some winds and a stiff rain, but our prayers and our best hopes go out to our friends and fellow Floridians to the north.
What do you make of Hillary Clinton's comments, Roger? You know, I think that she's such a desperate woman. She hopes that she can start a civil war, maybe to distract from all the crimes that she may be convicted of in the near future.
Well, I can sum this up really in one big word, greed. The Clintons are epically greedy. Not only is Hillary a short-tempered, foul-mouthed, self-centered kleptocrat, but she has still not gotten over her defeat at the improbable 2016 election. And she hopes to try to re-engineer this, foment the impeachment of our president, and perhaps take another shot at the Oval Office. We're going to cover this in great length on the other side, Owen, when we continue the Alex Jones Show. I really think this is about the money. The real question is, with these criminals, how much is enough?
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, taking the baton from my colleague, Owen Schroyer. And you're on The Alex Jones Show. In the 40 years in which I've been involved in American politics, I have never seen anyone quite so tone-deaf as Hillary Clinton. She entered the 2016 campaign as a heavy favorite. She outraised and outmaneuvered her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders. We now know, thanks to the WikiLeaks disclosures, that she had to cheat Senator Sanders in order to win the Democratic nomination. That's an extraordinary piece of information in view of the fact that Senator Sanders wasn't even a registered Democrat when his campaign began. Then she overcompensated and was enormously overconfident in what she thought would be an easy election against Donald Trump. She was drubbed in at least three debates, and then, still counting on victory, she made the misstep of denouncing the president's supporters as deplorables, an enormous self-inflicted wound. But now, improbably, she just doesn't know when to get off the stage. You see, in the 1980s, when we had a monolithic media, three networks, two fledging cable news networks, it was much easier to stifle the real news. Women like Juanita Broderick could be muzzled, and their story would never be widely told. But by 2016, we had a robust, vibrant alternative media of which InfoWars was the flagship, and therefore the truth about Hillary Clinton's abuse of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims became common knowledge. My book, The Clintons' War on Women, which is available right now at the InfoWars.com store, is the definitive opposition research dump on the criminal career of Bill and Hillary Clinton and their greedy little daughter, or I should say, her greedy little daughter, Chelsea. Then, even my mind was blown by this interview by Hillary that was hit the waves this morning. Let's roll that.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
Well, there you have it. It is a license for violence. It's a declaration of war. It's one of the most irresponsible things I've ever seen anyone in politics do. But perhaps Hillary is just warming up for her coming tour. That's right. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary, are going on tour with tickets going for as much as $700 apiece. It's amazing that these people hope to cash in. Let's take a look at that actual schedule. The date that comes to the most interest for me is October 23rd. October 23rd, we will be having the rally for civility, the rally against Hillary on the very day that she comes to Florida. That's at Galuppi's restaurant right here in Pompano Beach, October 23rd. You can go to eventbrite.com for tickets. I will be headlining that rally. On the other end of the state, Hillary Clinton will be in town to help sink the Democratic ticket of Andrew Gillum for governor and the comatose Bill Nelson for the U.S. Senate. I can understand why the Gillum and Nelson forces would want Barack Obama to visit Florida, but Hillary Clinton's visiting this state where, based on every poll, she's underwater with a net unfavorable really begs the question. But if you look at the actual schedule, this today is a call to action. I think it is incumbent on patriots to come out and greet Bill and Hillary Clinton. Notice that she will be on November 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada, on December 4th in Sugar Land, Texas, on April 11th at the Beacon Theater in New York City, on April 12th at the Fox Theater in Detroit, on April 13th in Philadelphia, on April 26th in Wallingford, Connecticut, my native state, on April 27th in Washington, D.C., on April 30th, Boston, Massachusetts, and so on, May 3rd, Seattle, Washington, May 4th, Inglewood, California. Now, you can go to the InfoWars.com store now, where we are back-ordered on our epic, iconic Clinton rape t-shirts. We're going to struggle to get the iconic Bill Clinton rape whistles back in circulation. We sold out of them, folks, in November of 2016. You're going to need both of these for your peaceful, entirely peaceful protest of the Clintons' raping of the political system. $700 to listen to Hillary Clinton make excuses about why she lost the election. She's blamed Bernie Sanders. She's blamed the Democratic Party. She's blamed men who told their wives how to vote. She's blamed everyone but the obvious victim. That would be Hillary Clinton herself. You see, they thought they could hide their lurid past. But with InfoWars as the flagship and a robust alternative conservative media, the Breitbarts, the Daily Callers, the Gateway Pundit, Town Hall, and so on, it's impossible to suppress the truth. And the Clintons, I think, have made yet another step. Now, many people ask me, as I go out on the speaking stump, whether Hillary is going to run again in 2020. Run? The woman can barely walk. When she collapsed in 70-degree heat in New York City, it was shortly after she put out a press release accusing Alex Jones and Roger Stone of making up lies about her health. This doesn't explain why her head snapped around like a demon, why she has multiple coughing fits, why even Bill Clinton admitted in a CBS interview, later edited, that she collapses constantly. I don't think she has the physical fortitude or the stamina for another presidential campaign, but we can hope. To win the Democratic nomination, she'll have to steal it again because the Democrats recognize that the Clintons' days are over. But she may be able to command enough money and enough allegiance among the fanatics to be nominated yet again. We can only hope. If Hillary Clinton is the nominee of the Democratic Party, Donald Trump will beat her like a drum. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I do need to point out to you yet again that the precursor for an attempt to remove our president, the precursor for a Hillary Clinton candidacy, a revenge candidacy, is the silencing of InfoWars. There's no question about it, folks. Number one in the globalist game plan is to shut Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and David Knight and Roger Stone and Rob Dew and Millie Weaver and so many others who bring you the tough investigative reporting here at InfoWars down. You say they need to silence us. That's why we need your support right now. Please go to the InfoWars.com store. If you are not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, if you're not looking for a book or a t-shirt or any other of our great products, well, then you can still help the war for freedom. Go to the donate button. We'll show you where it is. And send your contribution today for $100, $75, $50, $25. Yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000. They know when you contribute to InfoWars, it doesn't go in Alex Jones's pocket. It goes right back into the InfoWars network to expand our new studios, to hire new people, and to fight the outrageous harassment lawsuits that are meant to smear us as a provocation for removing us from social media. I'm Roger Stone. We're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're just getting started.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Roger Stone, back in the saddle at the Alex Jones Show. Some of you may remember that an Obama-backed group called the Project for Democracy sued me and others in Washington, D.C., claiming, stop me if you've heard this, the Russians hacked the DNC, gave the allegedly hacked emails to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks gave them to Julian Assange. Julian Assange gave them to Roger Stone. And Roger Stone gave them to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. Fiction. A fairy tale. A claim for which there is no evidence whatsoever. Not in the hands of Robert Mueller. Not in the hands of the lawyers for the DNC. When pressed in that lawsuit for evidence, they turned over fake news clippings from the Huffington Post and other fake news outlets as if that sufficed as evidence. Well, that lawsuit was dismissed. Now, Project Democracy has refiled that suit on behalf of three DNC employees in Richmond, Virginia, a different venue. And The Atlantic has now reported that the Trump campaign has responded in those legal proceedings by saying that exploiting hacked emails is free speech. What they don't tell you is that the Project Democracy dropped Roger Stone from that lawsuit, that I am not a defendant in the new suit, and the exploiting of published material that's already online certainly within the public domain. Here is my prediction. The three employees of the DNC will lose again. Now, in other legal matters, the Democratic National Committee is proceeding with their lawsuit, this one filed in New York City, against me, against the Trump campaign, against the Republican National Committee, against the Russian state, against Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, against Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, against the Republican National Committee, against the GRU, against Vladimir Putin, against Julian Assange, against WikiLeaks. I don't know. I think they threw Bozo the Clown in there as well. This is another baseless lawsuit. But strangely enough, of all those defendants, only the lawyers that represent me, the same incredibly effective lawyers who won dismissal of the Project Democracy suit, Grant Smith and Rob Bushell, had the brains to ask for discovery and inspection of the DNC computer servers. This, of course, will lead to answering the $64 million question about whether the DNC was ever hacked by the Russians or anyone else. Although Chris Cuomo seemed rather incredulous when I said this on his show, the forensic evidence published in the New Republic it tends to indicate the exact opposite. In fact, there is more forensic evidence that would indicate that the purloined material from the DNC was downloaded to some type of portable drive and spirited out the back door by the name we're not allowed to say, Seth Rich, a man whose murder continues to be unsolved. For those who say, oh, he was murdered in the course of a routine robbery, explain why his money, his wallet, and his jewelry were all intact. No, this was a political assassination by parties unknown. You see, they don't want an inspection of those servers because it will finally reveal whether they were hacked or not. In fact, don't be shocked to learn when we get to this turn in the legal proceedings that the servers no longer exist, that they've been bleached, kind of like Hillary Clinton's email server was bleached. She even joked about it. This is the same evil witch who joked about hitting Julian Assange with a drone strike in order to kill him, except for it wasn't a joke. The reason that Assange, who is nothing but a crusading journalist who operates in the great American tradition of journalism, finding information that is of public value, certifying its accuracy and authenticity, and publishing it, like the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers, for example. But some in the media and on the left have sought to criminalize the activities of Assange and WikiLeaks. I'm not sure what his crime would be, yet they speak of extraditing him to the United States. Would somebody please straighten Jeff Sessions out about this? Well, first you better wake him up. Then you can straighten him out. If he goes into an immediate tirade about arresting people for using medicinal marijuana, don't be shocked. If he tries to talk to you about asset forfeiture before you've been convicted of any crime, well, that's our Jeff Sessions, the comatose Attorney General of the United States. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a giant controversy growing over the avoidance of testimony by Rod Rosenstein. You remember him. He's the guy that the New York Times reported only days ago was supposedly proposed wearing a wire in order to entrap the President of the United States in order to remove him under the 25th Amendment. According to the New York Times, multiple sources confirmed that Rosenstein was not kidding and that he was deadly serious. But that didn't stop NBC from reporting that it was all a joke. But it wasn't a joke. Then shrewder heads like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and others suggested that perhaps the president should not fire Mr. Rosenstein ahead of the coming election. In retrospect, I have to agree with that. But the question of Mr. Rosenstein's conflicts of interest, his prior relationship with Robert Mueller and James Comey, and the fact that the recommendation to the president that Comey be fired is one of the matters under investigation by Mueller himself, poses an existential conflict of interest that has yet been to be presented to the American courts. Rosenstein has bought himself time. And on the other side, we're going to talk about how that might play out in front of the U.S. Supreme Court before it's all over. In the meantime, every poll I have seen points to a resurgent Republican Party. And in the wake of the character assassination lynching of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Republicans are awake and energized. Talk by Congressman Jerry Nadler and Senator Hirono about impeaching Kavanaugh just eggs our people on and torques up our intensity. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Roger Stone. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That is the master of the Stratocaster. Yes, indeed, B.B. King, perhaps the greatest guitarist of all time, bringing us in. So, Rod Rosenstein, the de facto Attorney General of the United States, was scheduled to testify this week before the House Judiciary Committee. We have just learned from CNN that that testimony has been postponed. Reading Mr. Rosenstein's testimony back in December, it's not surprising. He's got a lot of splaining to do, and he doesn't want to do it under oath, certainly not before the election. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a great friend of mine, has quoted as saying that he had returned to Washington from Florida in preparation for this hearing. He is, of course, on high alert regarding the hurricane that is about to hit his district, and he wants to be in a position to ensure immediate federal assistance should it be needed. But when he learned that the hearing had been postponed, he said, and I quote, "Chairman Goodlatte has been playing hide and seek with some of us on the interview scheduling for several weeks." You'd think after the FBI top lawyer said the current deputy attorney general was serious about overthrowing the president that we might issue a subpoena, hold a hearing, conduct oversight, actually do our job. That would be a refreshing change for Congress. I understand the frustration of Congressman Gaetz. He's absolutely right. The president, meantime, treated Mr. Rosenstein to a ride on Air Force One, announcing that he didn't really know Rod previous very well, but they got along quite well, and he had no plans to fire him. For now, we shall see. As a 40-year student of American politics, Mr. Rosenstein is without any question the worst rat since, oh, I don't know, John Dean. The fact that he has played keep away and sought to prevent the Congress, a co-equal branch of government, from having full access to the information pertaining to the FISA warrants that were used to illegally and unconstitutionally spy on Donald Trump's campaign, a crime that makes Watergate pale in comparison, tells you where he is in this criminal conspiracy. The New York Times reported that Rosenstein was upset, depressed, angry, furious, when the president made his memo advising the president on how and why FBI Director James Comey should be terminated public. You see, Rosenstein thought he could knife his buddy Comey in the back and nobody would know, that he could play both sides, but he was exposed. So his make good was the appointment of Robert Mueller. Now, Mr. Mueller's authority has been questioned before the courts, but not properly, in my opinion. You see, the special counsel law that used to be on the books has expired. And therefore, my longtime associate and wingman, Andrew Miller, has been fighting a subpoena from Mr. Mueller, a blatant violation of his constitutional Fourth Amendment rights. As Mr. Miller made clear in an incredibly lucid radio interview with Michael Caputo on WBEN in Buffalo yesterday, reported by CNN, Mr. Miller has no evidence or knowledge of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other illegal act on my behalf. He points out that I was taunting and punking and posturing on my Twitter feed, in order to taunt the Democrats and, yes, to sell books. Yet Mr. Mueller has sought to subpoena Mr. Miller and drag him before a grand jury in Washington, D.C. Miller points out that that puts an onus of expense and time on him. The claim by CNN that the special counsel's office reimburses witnesses who must come to Washington is misleading fake news. They reimburse a small portion of your expense. Ask Kristen Davis, my longtime friend, who the special counsel slapped with the cost of a lawyer, travel, and child care for her trip to Washington, D.C., in which she told the grand jury that she also had no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other misdeed on my part. Now, Miller's appeal of the subpoena goes before a three-judge panel, an appeals court in D.C., and this is very important, where his lawyers expect to lose. That court is stacked with a Clinton and an Obama nominee, and we don't expect them to win at that level. Miller's lawyers say they will then appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Should that happen, I may even file amicus, because it is important that somebody point out the inherent conflicts of Mr. Rosenstein. You see, the courts have ruled to date that the appointment of Mr. Mueller is proper, even though there is no special counsel law in place, because he has the oversight of an elected official, Donald Trump, and an official appointed by an elected official, Rod Rosenstein. No one has ever addressed the fact that the president and Mr. Rosenstein are both materially involved in the very matter that Mr. Mueller is investigating, and therefore they both have an inherent conflict. This was not raised in by Mr. Miller's lawyers, nor was it raised by the Concord lawyers, the attorneys representing the Russian company that has also filed amicus challenging Mr. Mueller's authority. But I believe it will ultimately be raised. The real question, of course, is why is Mueller himself responding to the challenge by Miller in the courts? Why isn't the Justice Department responding to that? In fact, since the question is over Mr. Mueller's authority, why isn't he put in a box and the Justice Department's Solicitor General responding to this legal action? No, folks, this is a fraud upon the people. The investigation is what the president says it is, a witch hunt. Normally speaking, a special counsel is appointed when a crime has been identified and for some reason the Department of Justice has a conflict of interest in the prosecution of that identified crime. But in the case of the Russian collusion delusion, no crime has been identified. 2 years and $17 million in, special counsel Robert Mueller has identified low-level, ham-handed, ineffective Russian meddling in our election. Nothing on the scale of our meddling in the recent Israeli election or the massive tax dollars spent for the election of Boris Yeltsin in the former USSR. So, this entire saga is to be continued. Watch that lawsuit closely. Expect a defeat at the appeals court level, and then we'll see if the U.S. Supreme Court, as newly constituted, will hear this important case. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. My advice to you is go right now to the Infowars.com site and get your copy of Stone's Rules. This is my newest book. It is a field manual for success. It is the latest book, and under a special offer that we offer through InfoWars, if you take this book and you mail it to me, I will gladly, at my own expense, personalize it, autograph it, and mail it back to you. It will be my pleasure. On the other side, we'll bring up the address where you can mail your copy of Stone's Rules. But remember, this special offer only available for Info Warriors.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're bringing you the very latest political news, not to mention updates on the horrific hurricane that is poised to hit the Florida Panhandle shortly. It is also, want to tell you that my colleague Rob Dew and I will be up next on the War Room. We're going to be taking some of your calls and further breaking down the most up-to-date political news. For those of you who missed it, the day before yesterday, Lori Gregory was on bringing us the very latest information regarding not only the war against mandatory vaccinations, but also an extraordinary effort by the health department officials in this administration to limit stem cell therapy. Yes, an extraordinary therapy in which a person's own stem cells are used to enhance their physicality and their health. For some extraordinary reason, the Trump administration seems to be committed to outlawing this extraordinarily successful therapy. Now, members of my own family have benefited from stem cell therapy for conditions such as arthritis. I know firsthand that it works. What could be unhealthy or inappropriate about the use of one's own stem cells? You have to scratch your head and wonder about how much of this the president knows. I recognize that he is focused on much larger issues, the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the unprecedented attempt to lynch Judge Kavanaugh, the peace talks with North Korea, which the president keeps speaking hopefully about. Remember, he knows more than we do. It is kind of funny when his critics say, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? You had 75 years, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. You couldn't even get the North Koreans to open the door and sit down with you. The president's made unprecedented strides towards peace. We should never be afraid to meet, to talk, if the objective is peace. That's the importance of this administration and their focus. But one wonders about their continued appointment, the president's continued appointment, to mandatory vaxxers to virtually every public health and health-oriented position in this administration. The head of the FDA, a fellow named Gottlieb, he favors mandatory vaccinations. We'll talk about this and more coming up on the War Room. In the meantime, it is extraordinary to watch the Democratic Party self-immolate. They don't seem to know when they're beaten. The attempted lynching of Brett Kavanaugh has been very narrowly averted, but only averted by one single vote. But not knowing when they're beat, the Democrats have incredibly now doubled down. Congressman Jerry Nadler of Manhattan, who's in line to become the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in the unfortunate event that the Democrats win control of the House, has already announced that he will subpoena the Department of Justice, that he will subpoena the FBI, in essence admitting what we all know. They will seek the impeachment of Judge Kavanaugh. On what basis? Hard to say. There is no evidence, no proof, no eyewitnesses, no corroboration of the unfounded charge that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty of sexual assault or even worse, gang rape. This is a vile smear. But should we go there, I'm hopeful that the House Republicans on that panel well, ask Dr. Ford about her connections to the Central Intelligence Agency, and we can get at who exactly her lawyers were. I'd also like to know, as the president has raised, the question of who leaked the Ford connection to Senator Feinstein. It's amazing that the double standard of justice that is held out for the Democrats. Dick Blumenthal, senator from my native state of Connecticut, actually has the nerve to read the Latin interpretation of the legal maxim that if a person is judged to have lied about one thing, Well, then it's reasonable to assume that they have lied about everything. Senator Blumenthal, you lied about serving in Vietnam. You lied about it in every single one of your campaigns for Attorney General, for the State Senate, and for the U.S. Senate. It was a long-term lie. Can we now assume that you have lied about everything? Senator Hirono, she says men should just sit down and shut up. But when U.S. Senator Daniel Inouye, Democrat of Hawaii, the senior Democrat in the Democratic machine that has dominated Hawaiian politics, was accused of sexual assault by Lenore Kwok, a hairdresser, Hirono, then in her 12th year in the Hawaii legislature, said absolutely nothing. That's right. She was the one who shut up in the face of claims of sexual assault. I guess it wasn't politically correct. And then there's Spartacus. Yes, Cory Booker, the empty suit. I have a book coming out called Spartacus, the real Cory Booker story, at the end of October, that outlines his epic corruption, dysfunction, and failure as the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. As the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, he, of course, lived in Greenwich Village, New York. But as the mayor, a city water authority, the watershed, voted to give $600,000 to Cory Booker's law firm. Booker claimed that he was unaware of this payment, but an examination of the minutes of that authority shows Booker as present and voting in favor of the $600,000 award. Of course, Booker's law firm quickly paid the money to, you got it, Cory Booker. Then Mayor Booker said, well, it was the buyout from his firm. No, wait. It was deferred compensation. No, wait a minute, that's wrong. In other words, he lied. This is graft, pure and simple. If Cory Booker were a Hispanic Republican, he'd be in the pokey right now, in the slammer. But he survives because he is a liberal Democrat and an empty suit. He made a fool of himself in the Senate hearings, and now he hopes to be able to base a presidential candidacy on that performance. Spartacus, wait till you read my book. You're gonna love it. It'll be available at the Infowars.com store towards the end of October. Also coming up, Woodward and Bernstein, the godfathers of fake news, which I expose the fact that Bob Woodward has essentially lied about everything in his political career. He lies about his own background as a naval intelligence officer, where he briefed members of the Nixon White House staff. He lies about the identity of Deep Throat. He lies about Watergate. He lies about Iran-Contra. He lies about an interview with FBI Director Bill Casey that literally never took place. He lies about the late comic genius John Belushi. In fact, his entire life is a lie. His journalistic career is a lie. And he lies repeatedly in his latest book. So you can look for both of those, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News by Roger Stone and Tyler Nixon, and coming up right behind it, Spartacus, the real Cory Booker story. Look for them at the Infowars.com store soon. But while you're at it, go to the Infowars.com store right now and grab your copy of Stone's Rules, my field manual for success, whether you're in business, politics, tech, or any other avocation. And if you grab that book at Infowars now and mail it to me at this address, P.O. Box, well, that's not the right address, but it'll still work, 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. It will be my pleasure to sign it and return it to you personalized. We have an updated Hollywood, Florida address, but both addresses are still good, and you can still have time to get in on this offer. Coming up now on the War Room with my colleague Rob Dew, we're going to be breaking down today's political news, an update on the hurricane, and taking your calls. We'll see you on the other side. Victory or death.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTruth Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.